for Dunlap, a 5'7" sophomore guard, number 21, Morgan Erickson. For Galesburg, a 5'7" senior guard, number 34, Myra Diggin. For Dunlap, a 6-foot sophomore forward, number 30, Liz Zaz. For Galesburg, a 5'8" senior forward, number 42, Sadie Hamilton. And for Dunlap, a 6-foot freshman forward, number 35, Brianna Henson. The Silver Streaks are coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Gollenhorst and Andy Allison. The Lady Eagles are coached by Patrick Garst, assisted by Al Heth and Katie Grant.
All right, there you have our starting lineups for tonight's game. The Streaks in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. The Eagles in their home white, trimmed in maroon and gold. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks will be Sadie Hamilton at 5'8". And for the Dunlap Eagles, it will be Brianna Henson, 6 foot, just a freshman. Great Silver Streaks crowd here tonight. In fact, our crowd is opposite us behind the benches, and that section just about full than the student section, even a bigger student section than the Streaks had the other night, up behind the basket to our left, up in the balcony. And I think Eric counted what you, a little around maybe 30 Dunlap fans here tonight, which is about 20 more than they had the other night.
Yeah, 27 at my last count, but again, they're behind us, so tough to tell.
Streaks win the tip. Jessica Lieber with the basketball. Gets to Sadie Hamilton on the high left side. It goes to Allison Mangieri. Now Paige Klink, top of the key, right wing. Goes to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three. It's off the back rim. No good. And the rebound comes out wide on the weak side. Ball goes to the floor, and it's going to go to Dunlap. It came down to Morgan Erickson, I believe. It was Myra Diggins that got in there and poked it away from Erickson. So the Eagles have to bring the length of the court. And it comes to Henson. Now across midcourt right side, Christine Morgan. Top of the key, it goes to Erickson, and she traveled with a basketball. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 7:34 to play here in the first quarter. Just underway, no score.
Well, you know, Jessica Lieber's got to be happy about the fact that she doesn't have to deal with Lexi Hobbs at the beginning of this game. Again, Lexi Hobbs not starting for some sort of disciplinary issue is what we would assume.
Paige Klink, three-pointer right wing, off the back rim, no good. Rebound comes out long on the weak side, run down by Allison Mangieri. Great hustle as she outran Liz Zaz for that rebound. Now it's Sadie Hamilton between the circles to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Allison gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Back to Paige Klink on the left wing. Now it's Allison Mangieri out high on the left side. Looks over the defense and gives to Jessica Lieber. Man-to-man defense for Dunlap. Right wing gives Jessica Lieber gives inside to Sadie Hamilton. Kick back out to Jessica Lieber for the three. Right side. Bounces off short. Rebound comes down to Zaz. Knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. But Zaz got a hand in, on it after Sadie knocked it away. Going to go back to the Streaks as we have our first line change tonight. Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins check in for the Streaks. They'll be in there along with Jessica Lieber.
Well, yeah, and a nice job by Sadie kicking it back out. But if she could have put a little bit more heat on it, I think Jessica had gotten a better shot up.
Now Jessica Lieber looked like she just got fouled on that three. They didn't call it, but the rebound comes down to Rainey Sibley on the right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Three-pointer off the back rim, no. Rebound Casey Williams on the weak side. Gets out to Rainey Sibley left wing. Top of the key, another three from Jessica Lieber. And that one's good.
Fifth time's the charm.
There you go. She gets got a little practice at it. Finally put one down. Streaks lead 3-0. 6.5 minutes to play first quarter. And the press broken, but a ball knocked away by Rainey Sibley. Paige Klink comes up with it as it was Morgan on the dribble. Rainey Sibley ran up behind, knocked it away as she's done so many times this season. Rainey with the top of the key now. Looks over the defense, gives that high right side. Jessica Lieber gets a pick from Casey Williams. Three-pointer off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Erickson for Dunlap. Erickson with it in the backcourt, gets it across midcourt, left of the center circle, goes to the free throw line. Nice bounce pass to the left baseline to Henson. She misses the 10-footer. Rebound tipped up by Casey Williams, then brought down by Rainey Sibley. Long downcourt pass to Sharon Diggins. The ball got knocked away, and the steal made by Christine Morgan. Morgan on the dribble now. And she got called for an offensive foul. From our angle, we couldn't see what happened, but the official said on the dribble she stuck that left elbow out there and pushed off. So it goes against Anderson, and also a turnover by the Eagles. 5:50 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-0. Back in, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, and Danny Teal checks in. Chloe Anderson and Sharon Diggins stay on the floor for the Streaks. This is Sharon Diggins, top of the key, gets a pick from Chloe Anderson, drives down the right side, kicks out to Danny Teal, right wing. Hobbs now in the game for Dunlap. Also checking in, Damiola Taiwu 5'10 sophomore. Lexi Hobbs, the only senior on this team. Sharon Diggins drives right baseline, kicks out to Danny Teal, right baseline, fires a three. That's too hard. Rebound left side, comes down to Morgan. Morgan on the down the left side, bothered by Danny Teal, missed a layup. Tewu down with a rebound, and she lost it out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Good intensity early by the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Yeah, very good intensity, and the Streaks just got to keep it up. The big thing is they're getting shots at the basket. Unfortunately, they've only had one go in, and they need to try to get a couple more to fall before Lexi Hobbs enters the game for the first time, because you know that's going to be a little bit of a boost for this Dunlap team. And now Sharon gets called for a double dribble. I thought the ball got knocked away from her, but regardless, Sharon's just got to be a little stronger with that basketball. It looked like she made a good move there, just unfortunately a little short getting to the basket.
I think after, even if it did get knocked away, she kind of caught it, lost a handle on it, and dribbled with both hands. Now a steal on the inbound by Casey. And Jessica Lieber has it and got fouled from bounds. Lexi Hobbs is in the game now and fouled, reached in and fouled Jessica Lieber from behind. Got called for the push. That'll be her first foul. Second team foul on the Eagles. Allison Mangiero inbound from right in front of us here at midcourt. Also, Myra Diggins in, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Paige Klink. This is Jessica Lieber on high right side. She'll stop and fire the three. It's good. Her second of the ball game, and she's got six for the streak. She leads 6-0, 4:53 to play first quarter.
I like the fact that right when Lexi Hobbs comes in, she gets a foul.
On the dribble, this is Morgan. We're going to have a push call as the Streaks did a couple of times have the hand on, but looks like they're going to call a little bit tight. They did. I didn't think they were going to call it first because it happened a couple times. Second time, the hand check got called, and that went against Allison Mangieri. That'll be her first foul, first team foul on the Streaks. Inbound, stolen away again by Casey Williams. They tried to get it to Hobbs, overthrew her. Casey there to snatch it away.
Six turnovers now for this Dunlap squad compared to two shots.
Paige Klink, three-pointer right wing is too hard. Rebound comes down to the weak side. Allison Mangieri, she's got it, and hands off to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it out between the circles on the dribble. 4:28 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-0. Left wing, Allison Mangieri with it. Gives to Casey Williams between the circles. Out high right side is Jessica Lieber. Back to Casey Williams. Down left wing, Allison Mangieri. She's got a shot at a long three there, but didn't pull the trigger on it. Now Jessica Lieber has it on the right wing. Swings it to Paige Klink. Gets a pick. She'll fire the three-pointer from the left wing. It's short. Rebound comes down to Hobbs for Dunlap. And Hobbs, just like Coach Massey talked about in the pregame, wants to go right, and she immediately went to the right, all the way to the right sideline. And now she's doing it again after she went near the top of the key. All the way down the right side, lays it up and good. Can't let her get away with that.
Well, 24 points the first matchup, 10 the second matchup. You know she can put the ball in the basket. The Streaks, you're right, you just have to cut that right side off. Make her score everything around the left side of the floor. I think you're going to have a much better shot.
Jessica Lieber left of the center circle. Gets a pick from Myra Diggins. Goes down the right side of the lane. Scoops a shot up off the glass and got it. That's all 8 points for Jessica Lieber. Streaks lead 8-2. This is Hobbs down the left side this time on the dribble. Nice look underneath to Tewu, but the ball went right between her legs. It wasn't a bad pass. A lot of spin on it, but Tewu just couldn't handle it. And it's another Dunlap turnover with 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter, and the Streaks leading 8-2.
Well, that's one of those times that I don't know that you want Tewu trying to catch that in the open floor. She doesn't. She's not one of your more athletic players, and it looks like she's still developing as a basketball player.
Sadie Hamilton back in. She's got it on the dribble. Right side gets to hand. Smith, top of the key, she'll fire the three, and it's good! Hannah Smith just checked into the ballgame, nails a three, and make it 11-2 Streaks.
That's her first three-point, first points at all against this Dunlap team this season.
Now down the right side as they get behind the Streaks defense, Morgan Erickson lays it up and in, make it 11-4 Galesburg. Also, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins on the floor for Galesburg. Rainey Sibley left wing to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Sharon Diggins out high right side, picks up her dribble on the wing, gives to Rainey Sibley running down the right side of the lane, lays it up, no, but gets fouled by Morgan Erickson. That will be her first foul, third team foul now on the Eagles. Rainey Sibley goes to the free throw line with two shots, 2:55 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with an 11-4 lead. A lot of action so far. Streaks, even if they're not getting steals against full court pressure, it's bothering this Dunlap team. Ooh, way off the mark for Rainey that time. I think that's one of the worst misses we've seen her have from the free throw line. She's been one of the better Streaks from the foul line throughout the season.
It's a little tight, I think. She's... hasn't been there a whole lot in the last few games, so I think she's just a little tight shooting the ball right now.
Back in for the Streaks, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal, and Paige Klink. Second shot up, and that one was perfect for Rainey Sibley. Now she'll be replaced by Allison Mangieri. 12-4 Streaks, 2:55 to play here in the first quarter. The winner moves on to the Galesburg sectional Monday night against the winner of Peoria Notre Dame, Peoria Richwoods, and you would guess Richwoods as a travel now by Christine Morgan. And Central now is playing without Jemiah Carpenter. I don't know if she's hurt or what, but she is not playing
for the Central Lions. Jessica Liebert inbound for the right baseline for the Streaks. Out it comes to Allison Mangieri out high on the right side to Jessica Liebert on the right wing. Fires a long three, and it's good! High Harper over the outstretched arms of the six-footer Liz Zaz. Third three of the ball game, and now another travel against. Let's see, that time it was Morgan, and Pat Garth calls timeout. 2:41 to play first quarter. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 15, Dunlap 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Rory reporting from downtown Galesburg, where a unique orange button has popped up everywhere. Miss, describe the decorative orange pin you're wearing.
It's the color of the year, and it looks good on coats, hats, and purses. It has no caloric value and cannot be mistaken for a thin mint. It can, however, bring you up to $500 if you're spotted wearing one.
You're kidding.
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Liberty Tech Service behind Subway on North Henderson and Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Bohannon. Listen to my show every weekday night from 9 till midnight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
That's really weird.
2:41 to play in the first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks off to a fast start, leading 15-4. And this is what you want to do against a young team, hopefully get them rattled.
Right, and exactly. And that's exactly what's happened so far. 9 turnovers for this Eagle team, only 2 baskets made. So that's the kind of ratio you're looking for if you're the Streaks starting this thing off hot.
Back in for the Streaks, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Danny Teal. Paige Klink, three-pointer left baseline is no good. Rebound comes down to Zaz, and that time Dunlap switched to a 2-3 zone, but they were out pressuring the guards. Hobbs got pushed from behind by Danny Teal. Danny had kind of lost her footing there and kind of fell into Hobbs, and they gave her a little shove on the way down. Unintentional, and Danny picks up her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks. Hobbs will inbound from the right baseline for the Eagles. Got to watch for that lob over the top to one of the two big girls. And in it comes to Zaz. No, it's knocked away by Danny Teal. Now it's Jessica Lieber with it. Jessica on the dribble. Streaks with numbers. Gives to Paige Klink. Right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the long three right side. It's good! Fourth of the ball game for Jessica Lieber.
Third straight.
She's got 14 points. It's 18-4 Streaks. 2:06 to play first quarter. Backcourt. Henson looking for help. Finally gets it across to Hobbs. Right of the center circle. Hobbs picks up the dribble out high, looking for help. Nearly knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Might get a 5 call, and she threw it off Jessica Lieber's leg. But for Hobbs, it came right back into her hand. Down the left block, Henson gets inside the defense, and she lays it up and in. The 6-foot freshman with her first basket.
I think that was more of a frustration play by Hobbs than anything.
Paige Link, 3-pointer right wing, short rebound comes down to Hobbs. Hobbs immediately goes to her right hand again, and she comes across right of the center circle. Down the middle of the lane, lays it up from straight on, and got it. Thought it was going to be too hard, but it went up and in. She's got 4 and make it 18-8. Now a 10-point lead for the Streaks.
Danny Teal hustling there, just could not get beat. Hobbs on the floor.
Left wing, Allison Mangieri thought about the three. Zaz closed out on her, though. Allison had a chance to drive that time. Didn't do it. Now Jessica Lieber stops and fires another one. That's off the mark. Zaz fighting for the rebound with Allison Mangieri. Finally goes to the floor, and Morgan comes up with it for Dunlap. Now this is Henson down the left side against Myra Diggins. Drives in, and a charge call. Nice job by Myra. As Myra actually did go up in the air, but Henson still, Myra went straight up, Henson straight into her with that shoulder.
You think so? I thought she kept her feet on the ground.
Maybe she didn't go up. I thought it looked like she was going to. Maybe it was just her arms going up.
I think she did a good job of keeping herself on the ground there. Who did that foul go against?
Henson, Brianna Henson. Okay. So her first and another Dunlap turnover. Left wing, Rainey simply fires a three, and that's off the back iron. No, gets her own rebound, or knocked it away from Zaz. Sadie Hamilton with it down the right side, gets hammered, and the foul's going to go against Tewu. Is that how we decided it was?
Let's go with Tewu.
Tewu.
Okay. I like that better.
Tewu picks up her first, and that is now 16 fouls, or no, 15 fouls on Dunlap, as Sadie Hamilton looks for her first points of the night, going to the free throw line with 2 shots. 54.3 to play first quarter. Now it is 19-8 as Sadie Hamilton makes the first. Tewu will go to the bench, back in for Dunlap. Morgan Erickson, a 5'7 sophomore.
Well, the good thing about jumping out to this early lead, Tom, is the fact that I don't know if there's as much firepower with this Dunlap team as there was with Geneseo. Obviously, Hobbs probably the best player in this tournament, but I take her away, and you're pretty much talking about a slow-down post-up game.
And you also have some young players who are getting frustrated as well. I mean, Hobbs isn't going to get as frustrated, but you've got these young players who have just been totally frustrated against the press.
Thought there was only four out there, but then I saw the other Dunlap girl.
Inbound comes to Anderson in the backcourt. Now Zaz knocked away, though, by Jerron Diggins. Rainey Sibley with it down the left side, laid it up, blocked by Zaz. Zaz with a rebound. Rainey made a mistake there. She went up for that layup with the right hand and right into the hand of Zaz. Now this is Erickson running down the left side. Puts it up, no good. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton on the putback. Zaz gets it and throws it up with one hand off the glass from straight on and put it up and in. Zaz with her first basket, 28 seconds to play. And the ball got knocked away from Jessica Lieber. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline just at the end of our table here. Across from the benches at Rock Island High School, Paige Klink to inbound. 26.6 seconds to play first quarter. It streaks 20, Dunlap 10.
Just to give you an idea how well Jessica Lieber's playing right now, she's got 14 points in the last two games against this Dunlap squad. She had 14 in the first one, 10 in the second one.
And made a beautiful Hamilton. Jessica was right in front of our broadcast position. We're quite a ways out. She was way out on the left side, further than her range shooting. Nice pass over the top, over three Dunlap defenders. Got it to Sadie Hamilton, and she got fouled going up, and that's against Lexi Hobbs. That's her second foul, so Sadie Hamilton back at the free throw line. Two more shots. 16.9 to play here in the first quarter, and Sadie hits the first. Make it 21-10 as Rainey Sibley checks in for Paige Klink.
Well, if you're Coach Garst, I have to imagine you just ride your horse here, don't you think, Tom? Because if you take Hobbs out anytime soon, you're going to hopefully be able to keep things alive, but you never know.
Second shot for Sadie is good as well. Yeah, I mean, really, you got to have the ball in her hands, honestly, against the full court pressure and everything. I mean, it's going to wear her out, but she's your best ball handler, your best scorer as well. Now they break the full court pressure that time. Hobbs has it on the left wing, and what's the call away from the ball?
I think we're going to get fouled. It looked like Erickson came down and was trying to set a screen or something, and I think they've got it on Myra.
No, Sadie.
Sadie, okay. Sadie was trying to fight around a screen, I think, and knocked her down.
So Sadie got called for the push. That is three team fouls now on the streaks. Inbound, near steal by Rainey Sibley. Hobbs has it, fires the 18-footer from straight on, no good. Zaz down with a rebound, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton.
I'll tell you, she could shoot.
And I didn't realize we were that close. The first quarter comes to an end, and it's been all streaks. After one, it is Galesburg 22, Dunlap 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Basketball to start the second quarter. Shot up and missed from the left side by Morgan. May have been partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Rebound comes out long. It's going to go off the streaks last. And Dunlap will have it from in front of the streaks bench. Just underway second quarter. Streaks in control, leading 22-10 here at the beginning of the second quarter.
I think Sadie might have gotten away with a little bit of a foul there. It looked like she hit Morgan on the top of the head.
Now this is Morgan, drives left side, gets to Hobbs on the left baseline. Kicks out high left side to Erickson. Now her pass knocked away and stolen by Allison Mangieri. Gives way to Jessica Lieber. Back to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Looks over the defense, gives to Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Sadie hands off to Jessica Lieber. She's on the dribble between the circles, picks up, looks for some help, and gives to Paige Klink out high on the right side. Also Myra Diggins on the floor for the streaks. Sadie just outside the center circle gives to Myra Diggins. Now a reach call is going to go against Morgan Erickson as Myra got the pass to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Erickson reached in. That's going to be her second foul. And now 17 fouls. So Jessica Lieber is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She's got 14 points, 4 3-pointers, and a two. Streaks also got a three-pointer from Hannah Smith in that first quarter. The rest of their points came on free throws. 22-10 streak, 7:24 to play here in the first half. First free throw is up. That's no good. And a rebound comes down to Tewu for Dunlap. Outlet to Morgan. Morgan across midcourt left side on the dribble. Gets down on the left block to Henson. Drives inside. Puts it up. Comes up short. Rebound Casey Williams. And again, Henson got another good look at it just like Zaz did a little bit ago. And they just have trouble hitting those short shots. The 2 6-foot freshman and sophomore for Dunlap.
Yeah, they just, I don't know if it's just concentration, but you know, we talked about it at Dunlap. That's the Micah drill there. Do the Micah drill for a while. That'll improve that in a hurry.
Left side, this is Rainey. Sibley drives in. Shot blocked away by Tewu. This is Hobbs with it. Hobbs running down the right side. Stops, pulls up, up off the glass and got it. She's got 6 and they get 22-12. 6:42 to play first half. Casey Williams across midcourt. Her pass knocked away by Hobbs. Casey fights for it and gets it back, though. Great hustle by Casey Williams. Now Chloe Anderson to Rainey Sibley. Three-pointer left wing is no good. Weak side rebound, Sharon Diggins lost her footing, though, fell down, and picking up the ball is Erickson. Now it's Hobbs running down the right side, stopped on the wing, pulls out her dribble, now picks it up, looking for help, trapped up. Ball knocked away by Chloe Anderson, goes to the floor, 4 black jerseys there, and Tewu and Rainey Sibley fighting for it. The possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6:20 to play first half. It is Galesburg 22, Dunlap 12, back in for the Streaks, Danny Teal. Sadie Hamilton, also it's Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Paige Klink, back to Danny Teal, now it's Sadie Hamilton, now to Paige Klink, across midcourt right side, Paige gives to Sharon Diggins, right wing, three-pointer, a little bit flat for Sharon, that was off the mark, Henson on the rebound, but a reach is going to be called on, well, let's see, is it Henson going over the back? Oh, it does go against Danny Teal, so it's Dunlap basketball.
Yeah, that's her second, and that was Sharon's first shot of the game. Sharon needs to start asserting herself a little bit better.
I think Dunlap didn't realize that it was their ball, or they were going, thought they were going to their own basket or the Streaks basket. But a steal on the inbound anyway by Sadie Hamilton. Now Paige Klink has the top of the key to Chloe Anderson. Left wing, pass knocked away by Hobbs. Streaks will have it on the far sideline. Got to be aware of Hobbs jumping into those passing lanes. Got very quick hands and very long arms. Under 6 minutes to play first half. Ball knocked away by Morgan. But fortunately for the Streaks, stepping on the sideline was Morgan Erickson. And the Streaks will get it back from just in front of us here with 5:55 to play in the first half, leading 22-12. Back in for Galesburg. Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber. They're in there with Casey Williams and Paige Klink. Allison Mangieri to inbound, and it comes in the backcourt, and it's knocked away by Morgan, and she comes up with a steal. Again, Streaks letting them get in the passing lane, still making a pass, and Morgan takes it down, lays it up and in, and make it 22-14.
Can't get complacent. We saw what happens when the Streaks get complacent against Geneseo.
Wow. Wow, reach foul right in front of us, not called.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Jessica Lieber got hammered.
Well, and on top of it, Jessica's going forward. The ball came out of bounds back behind her towards us, and he called it out on the Streaks.
Wow. That was literally right in front of us, and the official was standing right in front of us as well and didn't make the call. Now Paige Klink knocks away the inbound. Casey Williams comes up with a nice hustle play by Paige Klink. Jessica Lieber to Casey Williams in the center circle. Left wing, Allison Mangieri back to Casey Williams between the circles. Long three-pointer is up. That's off the mark. Rebound off the hands of Myra Diggins. Henson comes up with it for Dunlap. And outlet pass knocked away. They tried to get it to Erickson. Jessica Lieber in there to poke it away so the Streaks will be able to reset that full court pressure. 5:24 to play first half, 22-14 Streaks. The winner, an all long down court pass, and Hobbs able to come down with it on the left wing. Drives in, the runner is up, and it's blocked by Casey Williams. Another great defensive play by Casey Williams. Hobbs probably thought she was going to get an easy one there. Jessica Lieber, tap of the key, drives into the paint, pulls up for the 10-footer. It's short. Rebound comes down to Tewu for Dunlap. Gets it to Hobbs. Hobbs still holding on under the Streaks basket. Now she's going to go to the right. Now picks up her dribble. Gets it into the center circle to Tewu. Now this is Morgan. Runs it down the left side. Shot blocked again by Casey Williams. And Casey with a rebound. Jessica Lieber with it. Gives to Allison Mangieri. Left baseline drives in. And Henson had a hand on her. No call. Allison's shot came up short. Rebound tipped out. Hobbs has it for Dunlap. Hobbs on the run. Right side. Hesitation dribble. Leans in. Got it up off the glass and good.
Well, you might want to start thinking about a timeout if your coach Massey. Your team hasn't scored in this quarter, and you've seen them run off 6 straight points.
This is Casey Williams out high left side. She'll fire another long three-pointer. That one bounces off no good. Myra Diggins fights for the rebound, but finally Taylor knocks it away. And this is Morgan with it. Morgan across the left side. Stops at the free throw line. Gets it down on the right block to Henson. 10-footer up. That one bounces around and falls through.
There it is.
Old Brianna Henson, and Evan Massey calls a timeout. 4:10 to play here in the second quarter, and it's now a 22-18 Streaks lead, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, North Broad Street. They provide our transportation to all Streak Road games. Tonight we are driving a 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Rogue. This is the Rogue S. Front wheel drive, just a little over 19,500 miles. It's red in color, very nice deep red color. Right now, sweetheart price, as all the certified pre-owns are, this one is $18,925. Great deal on this vehicle. Check out all the certified pre-owns. There's special financing available for the certified pre-owns. Limited warranty, 24-hour roadside assistance, trip interruption coverage, towing assistance, car rental reimbursement, and much, much more that goes along with these certified pre-owned. So check them out at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. Sadie Hamilton with the free throw line to Sharon Diggins. Right wing, she'll fire the three. That's off the back iron, no. Sadie down with the rebound, down on the right block. Kicks out to Hannah Smith on the right wing. And now a reach ball is going to go against Morgan, and there was probably less contact on that one than when the ball got knocked away from Jessica Lieber, but Morgan gets a call. Hannah Smith goes to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus, as that is 18 fouls now on Dunlap.
Well, score from the Richwoods Peoria Central game. Richwoods up 17-9, and Cunningham has broken her finger. And she was one of the inside players for Peoria Central.
Maggie,
right?
Cunningham, isn't it? Yeah, I think. Yeah, as Hannah Smith hits the first. Wow, that is key for Richwoods if they win.
And there's a first free throw up and made. That's the first point of the quarter for the Streaks, and Hannah's going to make them both for the first 2 points.
So Hannah Smith with 5 points for the Streaks, a three-pointer, and two for two from the line. Make a 24-18 Streaks, 3:55 to play first half, full court pressure. Inbounding is Erickson. Gets it into Anderson. Now this is Henson. Back to Erickson across midcourt, left side. Stops at the free throw line. Gives to the left baseline to Haas. Brings it back out to the wing. Gives to Erickson. Erickson, top of the key, drives into the free throw line. Nice look underneath to Tewu, and she missed the easy shot. Rebound tipped up by Sadie Hamilton. Comes out long. Now finally Tewu comes down with it.
3 seconds.
Henson on the right wing. Yeah, Tewu was in the paint the entire time and is again. Now a runner in the paint by Hobbs is too hard, and the rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton.
I don't think she ever came out of the paint during that whole possession.
I don't know that she did either. Now Sadie, high post right side, drives in, but Sadie got called for the travel. Quick move there. I don't know if she traveled on that one. It was a quick first step, though, and Sadie got called for it with 3:20 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 24-18. Back in, Paige Plink, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Full court pressure, and it comes to Hobbs. Hobbs trapped up, now gets to Henson near midcourt. Henson long down court pass to Anderson. Anderson drives right side, pass kicked away by Sadie Hamilton. Nice job by Sadie against the 2-on-1. You know, they have Table only listed at 5'10", but she looks to be a good at least 3 inches taller than Sadie Hamilton.
Well, not only that, but she's the same height as Henson.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Henson's listed at 6 foot.
Yeah. And it comes to Tewu. Got a little push from behind, but the shot was no good. Hobbs down with the rebound, though, and Myra Diggins is going to get called for the foul on the reach as Hobbs went up the second time. That's going to be the first foul on Myra. Lexi Hobbs to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 of Dunlap's 18 points.
In the second quarter, Champaign Centennial up by Muhammad Seymour, 12-11.
First shot for Hobbs is good. 24-19 Streaks, and you know, same situation. This is one of those teams you don't want to let hang around. You get up and get a lead on them, you want to hold on to that lead. Second shot for Hobbs, rolls off, no good. Rebound to Myra Diggins. Outlet, Jessica Lieber, now to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie, top of the key, drives down, kicks out to Paige Plink, right baseline, fires a three, it's good! First basketball game for Paige Plink, and they get 27-19. Henson to inbound, and it's stolen away by Paige Plink. Paige gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing. Now Jessica Lieber out between the circles, drives in down the paint, kicks out to Paige Plink, right wing, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton fights with Tewu, pulls it away from her, kicks out to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key, three-pointer straight on, is off the mark.
And you don't see that very often.
No, that one just barely drew iron there and fell out of bounds. And, boy, Paige was feeling it. That second one should have gone in. It did go down in and pop back out.
Yeah, shot just to the left. And it was shot to the left just enough that it kind of rolled out.
2:33 to play first half, 27-19 Streaks. Back in, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Lieber stay on the floor. Hobbs to inbound. And it comes to Henson, being guarded by Rainey Sibley. Henson puts on the floor, picks up, now gets it across to Erickson. Now it's stolen away, though, by Jessica Lieber. Jessica brings it across midcourt, right of the circle. 220 to pass knocked away, and the ball is going to go back to Dunlap. I couldn't. I know Jessica Lieber and Morgan were fighting for it on the sideline there. I thought Morgan was the one that was toward the sideline and stepped out. They're going to say Jessica Lieber did with a hand on the ball. Moline up on UT, 22-20, the PA announcer just said. Kind of a surprise there.
Yeah, for those that care.
Yeah, exactly. Now a nice runner in the paint from Henson. She puts it up and in. That is the third basket for Henson. She's got 6 points and a travel called on the streaks. I wasn't looking up. I was writing down the basket. I didn't see what happened. 27-21, streaks lead, 2:06 to play here in the first half.
You'd think he would at least be keeping track of the Central Richards game because
yeah.
The winner of this game would play the winner of that game.
Yeah, and I'm sure the Rock Island people that are here, there is a travel on Morgan. She made a fake. She made a fake, and the trap was there. She had nowhere to go. Picked up the pivot foot and didn't even have anywhere to dribble the ball.
The Dunlap fans wanted to foul right there because yeah. She kind of got bodied up by Myra, but that's one of those where she was going into Myra.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. She was kind of leaning in toward her. Right baseline, Sharon Diggins, out high right side. Jessica Lieber, 1:50 to play. Now right wing, it is Chloe Anderson.
Rady's dying for it over there on the wing. She's been calling for it.
Fakes the three, hops. Now goes to Myra Diggins, high post left side. Kicks out to Rainey. 3-pointers off the mark. Rebound, Sharon Diggins down on the weak side. Got knocked away. Jessica Lieber with it. Gets knocked to the floor. And she's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. Foul on Tewu. And that's her second foul. So Tewu, Hobbs, and Erickson all with 2 fouls for Dunlap. Jessica Lieber to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Jessica Lieber's been shooting at about 57% or 65%, excuse me. Pretty much for the last second half of the season, I would guess if you look, she'd be up around 70, 75% because she's been shooting it so well as of late. It was just earlier in the season, she just couldn't seem to get a rhythm at the line, and she hits on the first one there to push the streak lead to 28-21.
1:32 to play in the first half. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well for Jessica Lieber. She's got 16 points in the streak's lead, 29-21, and she'll get a break, and Paige Klink will come back in. Also, Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Sadie Hamilton in for the streak. Henson inbound against the full court pressure. And it comes to Hobbs, and she traveled the ball, no call, right in front of the official. She hadn't caught the pass. She kind of carried it with her hand under it. Nice look underneath to Tewu, left side. Now her pass gets knocked away and stolen by Sharon Diggins. Sharon all alone down the right side, lays it up, and got it. First basket in the ball game for Sharon Diggins. And they get 31-21, back to a 10-point lead for the Streaks. 1:13 to play. Now Hobbs down the right side, lays it up and got it. Got between the defenders there, made a nice move. Split Sadie Hamilton and I think it was Chloe Anderson who got in there, put it up and in, 31-23. Now a reach is going to go against Morgan, I believe.
Well, you know, I understand Sadie not wanting to pick up the foul there, but I almost would like to see her be a little bit more aggressive and really go after that ball, because what happened was Hobbs came right down and she kind of backed off and let her hit a layup after she couldn't knock the ball away. I would like to see Sadie just go right after her. Sadie hits her 5th free throw of the game.
Foul went against Kirstine Morgan, and that is her 2nd foul, so they've now got 3 players with 2 fouls, and she goes to the bench. Anderson checks back in. 1:02 to play. First palindrome score of the night, 32-23 streaks. And it stays that way as Sadie misses a second. Henson down with a rebound. Streaks pressuring. Henson still with it. Finally gets rid of it. Now the Eagles are going to turn it over as it was Erickson. Tried to get it back to Anderson. Overthrew her at midcourt. And the Streaks will have it with 54 seconds play. You'd like to see the Streaks go into the locker room with a double-digit lead.
Well, 21 turnovers now for the Dunlap Eagles. The Streaks pressure really bothering these young guards.
Jessica Lieber with a backdoor pass to Sadie. Hamilton over the top. Sadie up on the left side and good. What a pass from Jessica Lieber. Sadie puts it up and in. Make it 34-23 streaks.
The pass made that play because Zaz was standing there on that weak side block. Even with the screen behind her, she was able to put it up and over the top and got just outside over the outside fingers of Zaz. And now a travel called on, I believe it was Erickson.
Erickson, yeah. Now see, and that's a tough pass to make right here, but nobody for the Illini. Jessica Lieber's made a much tougher pass than it is to get it into a 7-1 guy. I don't know. Now Sadie Hamilton at the free throw line. Tried to get it underneath to Myra Diggins. Got knocked away. It went back to Sadie, and she put it up and in. 2 baskets in a row for Sadie Hamilton.
Does she get the assist there,
John? I think she gets an assist to herself. 36-23 streaks. Down in the paint. Morgan drives down. Can't hit the easy shot. Hobbs down with a rebound. Puts it up and in.
God, I like watching her play. I'll tell you what. Hobbs really gets after it. Great offensive rebound. It goes right back up with it.
7 seconds to play. Now a steal by Morgan. Hobbs has it. 4 seconds. She'll get an easy layup just before the buzzer. And now it's a 9-point lead, so Dunlap's got to be feeling better. I wanted to go into the locker room with a double-digit lead, but Dunlap cuts it to a 9-point lead heading into the locker room, so they got to feel good about that. So we have played one half of basketball. It is Galesburg 36, Dunlap 27. We will come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. We will run down our halftime statistics, run down the schedule, other games, scoreboard, other games going on tonight, and what's upcoming here on WGIL. At the half, it is Galesburg 36, Dunlap 27. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Pratty, at Pratty Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Love's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
We get them in the pool in an unweighted environment where they can, it's like a traction in the deep water.
Oftentimes, improper form or using too much weight for a particular lift can cause young athletes to experience injuries. Fortunately, Ron Smith, physical therapy assistant, can get them back in the game.
We just work on a lot of core strengthening, and then we do a lot of exercises with lower extremity in the pool, and then we can work onto the land-based therapy, doing the same type of exercises.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare.
We're at halftime at Rock Island High School Regional Championship, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Dunlap Eagles 36-27. Streaks off to a fast start in this basketball game, and Dunlap fought their way back in it, got it as close as four, but the Streaks with a 9-point lead here at halftime. The Streaks led 22-10 at the end of the first half, and they were actually outscored in that second quarter, or at the end of the first quarter, they were actually outscored in that second quarter 17-14. Time to take a look at our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll try to keep you updated on the other scores going on at regionals around the state of Illinois. The main one we're really looking at is the one that's taking place at Limestone between Peoria Central and Peoria Richwoods. And let's see, at this point they are still in the first quarter, and there's still no update on that. Richwood's up 17-9 on Peoria Central in that particular ball game. The winner of this game tonight will take on the winner of that game and the sectional opener at John Field Gym coming up on Monday night. Actually, that'll be the second game of the night. The other two regionals feeding in will be the East Peoria Regional. You would guess that's going to be the Morton Potters. Their regional championship will be tomorrow night against the Washington Panthers, who were a winner last night. And then it'll be the winner of that one takes on the winner of the Ottawa Regional, which more likely will be the heading down south from that one. Class 2A, Sherrard, let's see, where are we at here? At Knoxville, Sherrard and Eureka, no score on that one as of yet. Let's see, in also in Class 3A, Champaign Centennial at the half, leading Muhammad Seymour 24-12, that game at Champaign Central. Breeze Modern Day, one of the top 10 teams in 3A at the half. They're playing at Highland against Highland. Breeze Modern Day leading that one 27-22. Salem, one of the top 10 teams. They're leading Effingham at the half 18-13. Also at Vernon Hills, the host leading Antioch 10-3 in that particular game. Let's see, elsewhere, yeah, not really all that much else of interest tonight. In Class 4A, we did hear a score earlier that Moline was leading UT 22-20. Quincy actually still playing for regional title tonight at Edwardsville. They're taking on the hosts there tonight. So we are at the half here, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Dunlap Eagles. It is Galesburg 36, Dunlap 27. Also, of course, coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys are back in action. They will play host to the United Township Panthers. That one will be at John Field Gym, getting underway 7:10 for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then coming up on Saturday, it will be the Illinois Fighting Illini back in action. They'll be on the road at Nebraska. You would hope they could get a win there, but you never know. 3:30 start. What else we have coming up?
Update on the Richwood score. At the half, Richwood's up 23-17. Jemiah Carpenter has a technical.
Baker, she is playing.
Yes.
Okay.
Baker has two fouls, and Maggie Cunningham hasn't played since 3:29 in the first. As I said earlier, she's got a broken finger.
Okay, well, maybe it was just the regional opener that Carpenter didn't play, because in the Peoria Journal Star, it did say that that Carpenter was not going to be playing, but that must have just been for the opening game of the regional. 36-27 at half, the Streaks with a lead. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
Cabinets, call 555-1212. For new flooring, press 12. For appliances, please hang up and call.
Remodeling can be very difficult, especially when you have to work with so many people. One for this, one for that, one for the other. Well, you can make things a whole lot easier. When remodeling your kitchen or bath, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You'll deal with just one person, your own personal remodeling consultant, from floor to ceiling.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during this tax season. For tonight, clear skies are expected with a low of 29. Sunny skies to start off the weekend tomorrow with a Friday afternoon high reaching 48 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low again near 29. It's currently 37 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back here at Rock Island High School Regional Championship, we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Dunlap Eagles 36-27. Time to take a look at our Halftime stats brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Well, Jessica Lieber got the streaks going early with four three-pointers in that first quarter. She's got 16 points, four threes, a two, and two for three from the free throw line. 9 points for Sadie Hamilton. Sadie, 5 for 6 from the free throw line, a couple of baskets as well. Third leading scorer tonight, Hannah Smith, came in, and first time she touched the ball, she nailed a three in the first quarter. Also, 2 for 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. 3 points for Paige Klink on a three-pointer, 2 for Teron Diggins on a basket. Rainey Sibley with 1 point on 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks, 10 for 13 from the line, which is good to see. 6 three-pointers in that first half. For Dunlap, led by their senior Lexi Hobbs, 15 points. 2 for Morgan and Erickson. Also Zaz and 6 for Henson. 1 for 2 from the line for Dunlap.
Turnover battle streaks up 12, 22 to 10. So they're plus 12 there. Rebounding streaks are minus 7 as it's 24-17 in favor of Dunlap. Streaks are plus 2 on the O boards. Streaks 4 of 7 from inside the arc. 6 of 28 from distance. Good for 29% from the field. No threes for the Dunlap Eagles. 13 of 27 from 2 for 48%. Leading rebounder for Dunlap is Hobbs off the bench with 6. Leading rebounder for the Streaks, Sadie Hamilton with 5. Casey Williams has contributed 3 steals and 2 blocks. Has not scored, but is doing it again defensively.
Dunlap with the basketball to start the second half, and Myra Diggins knocks away the inbound. Sadie Hamilton saved it down on the baseline, goes to the floor. Myra fighting with it with Henson. Myra finally comes up with it and gives to Jessica Lieber. Also, it's Allison Mangieri and Paige Klink on the floor for the Streaks. Dunlap comes out in that 2-3 zone again, but they're spreading it out and pressuring the ball. Allison Mangieri, left wing, gives to Jessica Lieber. Now to Sadie Hamilton, free throw line. Nice bounce pass down to Myra Diggins on the right block. She puts it up off the glass. First basket for Myra tonight, making 38-27 Streaks.
There's her double-digit lead.
Quickly back the other way. Shot partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. It was Morgan that took it in, and it was Myra Diggins with a rebound. Now Jessica Lieber with it. Down the right side of the lane, gets it high off the glass and in. 18 for Jessica Lieber, make it 40-27 Streaks. Steal by Sadie Hamilton to Paige Klink, right baseline. Out to Jessica Lieber, right wing, three-pointer, good! And a timeout called by Pat Garst with 7:10 to play here in the third quarter. What a great start, and that's something you always talk about, Eric, that you want a quick start in that third quarter, and that's exactly what the Streaks have done.
Oh, yeah, 7 points in 50 seconds, Tom. 7 points, a turnover, a rebound, a blocked shot. Streaks just came out and just got it done right there. 5 of those points for Jessica Lieber as she continues to propel the Streak team towards returning home.
So Jessica Lieber with a 3 there, make it 43-27. 21 points in the ball game for Jessica Lieber. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They are just off the square on North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games, football, boys basketball, girls basketball. Tonight we're driving a very nice 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Rogue. This is the Rogue S, front wheel drive, a little over 19,000 miles. It's a deep red color, very, very nice ride on the highway up here. It's got good power to go along with it. Right now, special deal, the sweetheart price, $18,925. Check out this and all the sweetheart prices on these certified pre-owned Nissans at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Special financing, 1.99% for 48 months, 2.59% for 60 months. Now the ball knocked away by Sharon Diggins after Dunlap was able to break the full court pressure, and the Eagles will have it on their own left baseline as Sharon's in there with Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Rainey Sibley.
At the half, Moline 22-20 in the 4A regional final. Ottawa having their way with Kankakee, 26-8.
Hobbs fires a shot in the middle, too hard off the glass, and the rebound went off her hands, so the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with just under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, right of the center circle. Again, a spread out 2-3 zone here by Dunlap. This is Casey Williams between the circles, out high left side to Jessica Lieber. Dribbles between the circles, now picks up and gives to Rainey Sibley out high on the left side. Down on the left block, it's Chloe Anderson. Chloe into the paint, leans in, gets a shot up, no good. And a rebound off the hand of Henson. Rainey Sibley kicks out to Jessica Lieber for 3 on the left side. It's good! She's got another one. Her 6th 3 of the ball game, and make it 46-27 Streaks with a 19-point lead. This is Hobbs across midcourt, right side. Holds on to it, now gets to Zaz down on the right baseline. Nice pass inside, and a shot blocked by Casey Williams. Casey got called for foul. It's a nice dish from Zaz in there to Morgan running in, and we thought, or rather it's Erickson, thought Casey got a good block on her, but she got called for the foul, her first of the night.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it looked like she got mostly ball, but
the ball was still in Erickson's hands, and we see that more often than not called as a foul. And so Casey is going to get called for the foul there. But that being said, it was still a good play. All that needs to happen, I think, is Casey's just got to wait another second. She's going to get a clean block on that.
Back in for the Streaks, Danny Teal, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton. They're in there with Chloe Anderson and Sharon Diggins as the second free throw is up. No good. She had made the first. That was Erickson. Missed the second rebound to Sharon Diggins. Now Paige Klink will bring it across and set for the Streaks. Gives to Danny Teal, left wing. Back to Paige down high left side to Sadie Hamilton at the free throw line. Drives down the right side. Runner up over Zaza is no good. And a rebound to Chloe Anderson. Puts it up. Can't hit. Henson down with a rebound, but she's going to be called or get called for or foul's going to be called, I believe, on Chloe Anderson. Yeah, it does go against Chloe. She got a piece of Henson's arm going after that rebound. That is the first foul on Chloe. Second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 6:04 to play third quarter, 46-28 Streaks. For court pressure, Erickson to inbound. Looking. Finally gets it into Hobbs. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Nice pass to Zaz in the paint. Zaz pulls up with a 10-footer, rolls off, no good. Hobbs with a rebound, can't hit, but she gets fouled by Sharon Diggins. Not a bad foul from Sharon, but Streaks didn't get the block out, didn't get a body on Hobbs either.
Well, yeah, that's the important thing, is the Streaks didn't do a very good job right there, Tom, of going up and blocking out, and that's what led to that for an easy catch.
So Hobbs, first free throw, ooh, almost bounced out, fell through, rolled around and fell through. She's 2 for 3 from the line, 16 points for Dunlap.
Off the bench.
That's probably a little bit of it, too. She's not used to coming off the bench and did that tonight for whatever disciplinary reason. Second shot up and good as well for Lexi Hobbs. Made it 46-30 Streaks. Don't want to let him creep back in it again. Sadie Hamilton between the center circles, out high right side to Paige Klink. Paige on the dribble right of the center circle, gives to Sadie, high post right side. Now it's bounced past to Chloe Anderson down on the right block, in amongst the tall timbers, and a jump ball called. And I thought they were going to call a foul there. Yeah, I thought Zaz got a piece, but Chloe was caught up between the 2 6-footers, Zaz and Henson. Really didn't have any place to go. Tried to go up with a shot, jump ball called. Fortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Yeah, I guess that's what they called, but it definitely looked like Zaz had part of the arm.
Paige Klink, three-pointer left wing is good. Second of the ball game for Paige Klink, and they get 49-30 Streaks. Back in, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, and Casey Williams. And the ball, it's a pass actually overthrown. It's going to go back to the Streaks as they tried to get it to Morgan. She couldn't get to that pass. I think it had come from Henson, and the Streaks get it back on another Dunlap turnover.
Bad news for the Richwood Knights. Gabby Cunningham's finger is broken on her shooting hand.
Three-pointer, Allison Mangieri, last thing is no good. Weak side. Rebound up off the glass and got it. First basket in the ballgame for Casey Williams, 51-30 Streaks. And now we're going to have a reach foul. I think it's going to go against Myra Diggins. Yeah, Myra got, no, Jessica Lieber. See, she reached in on Hobbs. That's her first foul. And 14 fouls on the Streaks here in the second half as Tewu checks in and she replaces Zaz. 5:14 to play third quarter, 51-30 Streaks.
I think they're going to try to run out right here with Hobbs just looking at her.
So it's Gabby Cunningham. I said Maggie. I think Maggie Cunningham played for him.
No, Maggie and Gabby both played there.
Oh, they both play. Okay.
I think it's Maggie they call it 5 seconds.
Wow. So the Streaks get it back on another Dunlap turnover. I thought that was kind of a quick five there.
Well, and Erickson tried to call a timeout, and they said it was too late.
Inbound comes to Paige Klink, left wing. Paige penetrates, now kicks out to Jessica Lieber toward the left baseline. She'll fire the three. That one's hard off the back iron, and the rebound is going to go off of Hobbs last. And the Streaks will have it back on their own left baseline. 5:06 to play in the third, leading 51-30.
I don't know about you, Tom, but I just had this feeling that when that one bobbed straight up in the air, it was going to fall back
in. I know.
In.
The way it's gone for Jessica tonight, you would have maybe thought that. Inbound to Myra Diggins. Can't hit the easy one underneath, but the rebound tipped out and run down by Jessica Lieber. She'll fire a long three out high left side off the rim. No good. In and out, but the rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie has her shot blocked, but she's fouled by Tewu. Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line with two shots. 4:55 to play. Tewu picks up the foul. That is her third foul. First team foul on Dunlap here in the second half. Nice crowd here for the Galesburg Silvers. I would venture to say, Eric, that when we played Rock Island here this season during the Western Big Six, and Sadie hits the first, I would venture to say our fans normally are behind us here, but they're on the side where the Rock Island fans normally sit. I would venture to say we have more fans out there than Rock Island does during regular Western Big Six game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I would totally agree.
And then when you add our student section up there on the balcony, too.
Yeah, and this is probably by far the strongest road crowd we've had all year.
Second shot up and good as well for Sadie Hamilton. Now Hobbs across midcourt right side on the dribble, and she carried it. Yep, no, actually it was a double dribble call. I thought it was a carry. Wow, she better watch herself. She was clapping at the official as if she didn't like the call. One of those sarcastic claps. But yeah, she did. I wouldn't have called it a double. I would have called it a, that's what Coach Massey said. I got a technical for that the other day, but it was a different official that she was doing it toward, though. He's actually laughing about it.
27 turnovers now for the Dunlap Eagles.
Sadie Hamilton gives to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Also Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins. Nice fake by Sadie. Drives down the left side, left-handed layup up and in. What a move by Sadie Hamilton. Faked up, drove left, laid it up and in, making 55-30 streaks. Now foul's going to be called on Rainey Sibley as she reached in on Erickson. That'll be the first foul on Rainey, 15 foul on the streaks here in the second half. 4:36 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 55-30. Cross midcourt. This is Erickson. Runs all the way down the left side. Got it up off the glass and in. That was rather Morgan. Nice move by Morgan.
Kind of confusing. Morgan Erickson and...
And then now
it's Christine Morgan.
Rainey Sibley left wing. Gets to Sadie, and she got tied up in the paint. Possession of her points toward Dunlap. And actually, she got the pass in a little... I didn't see who... I think the pass came from Rainey Sibley. A little bit low where she caught it. And got tied up there, and it's going to go back to the Dunlap Eagles.
Block on, I think they're going to call block on Myra. Myra, yeah, that's yep. What it's going to be. But I don't know. Erickson had already given the ball up, and I didn't think there was that much content. But nonetheless, sixth foul now on the streaks.
And it comes to Henson left baseline, and she just dribbled it off her foot, and it's going to go back the other way, back to the streaks.
Well, and the mistake right there, and this is, again, a young team, and what they're going to learn right there is Liz Zaz has to understand, when your guard's trapped up in the corner, you can't be standing there too, because that adds another defender to the area.
Right.
Liz Zaz either has to cut to the middle of the basket right there, or just get out of the way.
4:05 to play third quarter, 55-32 streak. Sadie Hamilton to the free throw line. Back to Jessica Lieber. Long three from straight on. It's good! Nothing in net for Jessica Lieber.
Why not,
that's
right?
7 threes in the ballgame for Jessica Lieber. 58-32 streaks. Lexi Hobbs on the dribble across midcourt right side. Nice dish left side running the court was Morgan, and she missed a shot, but Henson down with a rebound. Henson kicks out to Erickson. She'll fire the three out high on the left side. That's no good. Zaz had the rebound knocked away from behind by Allison Mangieri. Now Allison Mangieri has it left side, drives down and got bumped by Erickson. And that'll just be the second team foul on Dunlap this half. But that's the third foul on Morgan Erickson. So Taiwoo Erickson with three fouls, Hobbs with two, as does Morgan have two for Dunlap. Back in, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley. 3:32 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 58-32.
Moline up 37-29, headed to the fourth.
Sharon Diggins left wing to Jessica Lieber. Fires a long three out high left side. That one's too hard off the back iron. Rebound comes down to Erickson. And now we're going to have a reach foul goal against, I believe, Rainey Sibley. That official gets upset when he calls, but it looks like he's upset that they're reaching. Just the look on his face when he makes the call. Like, you expect him to say, come on, girls, like he's coaching.
Well, he's very emphatic, that's for sure.
So that is going to be the second foul on Rainey Sibley. And that's 17 fouls on the streak, so we're going to go to the free throw line on the other end. It'll be Morgan Erickson with a chance at the one and bonus, 3:21 to play third quarter, 58-32 streaks. Missed it off the back iron, rebound Jessica Lieber. 3:19 to play third quarter. Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, and Rainey Sibley. High post, it goes to Sadie Hamilton, drives down the right side lane, up off the glass, in and out, no good, but a foul's going to go against Henson. Nice move again by Sadie Hamilton. Streaks are doing a really nice job the way they're spreading this 2-3 zone out, exactly what you want to do. They're getting it into the high post in the middle, and Sadie's either driven or she's found different players underneath under the basket on the pass.
Rocky's internet has blocked me from checking Coach Massey's blog spot. I don't know if that's a sign or...
His first free throw for Sadie is up and good.
She's hit 8 free throws in this game in 9 attempts.
And she's got 14 points as Paige Klink and Allison Mangieri replace Jessica Lieber and Rainey Sibley with 3:11 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 59-32. Second shot for Sadie Hamilton. Up, and that is good as well. 9 for 10 from the line for Sadie Hamilton here tonight.
Yeah, Maggie Cunningham's playing with the broken finger, so she's going to tough it out. I haven't gotten a score update in a little bit.
Now a whistle and timeout called by
Dunlap.
Dunlap, is going to be a full or a 30? This is going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 3:11 to play here in the third quarter. So the Streaks with a 60-32 lead.
Update some scores for you.
27 points for Jessica Lieber, by the way.
Jeez, bringing it. In 2A, let's see, do we have a score? No. No score in the Sherrard-Eureka game yet from Knoxville. Last score we had in the Peoria-Richwoods game was 23-16 at the half. 23-17, excuse me. Breeze Matterday only up one in the fourth over Highland, 37-36. Wow. Champaign Centennial having their way with Muhammad Seymour, 41-18. And Salem being Effingham, a foe the Streaks have seen, 23-13 in the third.
Hobbs down on the right baseline, swings it over to Erickson. She'll fire a three out high on the left side. It's good. Erickson hits her first three of the ballgame. First three for Dunlap in the ballgame. 60-35. Streaks, 2:52 to play, third quarter. Right wing, Sharon Diggins to Myra Diggins at the high post. Back to Paige Klink, top of the key. Left wing, Allison Mangieri. She'll penetrate, now kick out to Paige Klink. Right wing, it goes to Sharon Diggins. Drives right baseline, 10-footer in and out, no good. Chloe Anderson fighting for the rebound, but Henson able to pull it away. And outlets it to Morgan. Morgan across midcourt left side, drives down the right side lane, pulls up with a runner in the paint, no good. But she's also going to be a call for a charge. Nice job by Myra Diggins. That's one of those plays, even if you have that semicircle like they have in the NBA now in college basketball, Myra was in perfect position to draw the charge.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I think we've seen one charge taken by this team all season, and Myra's got two tonight. I'm going to write that down, two charges.
So also that's the third foul on Christine Morgan. Sadie Hamilton back in, high post to Paige Klink, right wing. Now Jessica Lieber between the circles, fakes, drives to the free throw line, pulls up, shot blocked by Henson, but Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Now swing it to Paige Klink on the right wing. Inside it goes to Sadie Hamilton. Nice dump down to Myra Diggins on the right block. She lays it up and in. Her second basket, second assist from Sadie Hamilton. Myra Diggins make it 62-35. Streaks just over 2 minutes to play, third quarter.
Who shot that first shot for the Streaks? Like a block?
Jessica Lieber.
Lieber.
Blocked by Henson. Now left baseline shot is too hard by Morgan. Myra Diggins down with a rebound. Jessica Lieber with a downcourt pass to Paige Klink on the right wing. Paige steps back. Now kicks out to Jessica Lieber. Long three out high right side is short. Rebound comes out long. It's going to go out of bounds, and Dunlap will bring it the length of the court with 1:43 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 62-35.
Well, you know this is one of those hula hoop games for Jessica Lieber in that basket looks as big as a hula hoop because she's going to just keep chucking because she's already hit seven threes. She has 19 attempts.
Wow.
Seven threes on 19 attempts. So
that's
shooting better
bad.
Than 33%. Yeah, that's, it might sound like a lot of attempts, but really, it's not too bad.
Now Hobbs, nice dish to Ziles down on the left block. She puts a five-footer up and in her second basket. Now a blocking foul is going to go against Morgan, and that is her fourth foul. Christine Morgan, after Zaz hit the shot to make it 62-37, 15 foul now on Dunlap. But Morgan, one of the primary ball handlers for this Dunlap team, now with four fouls, she's going to come out. She'll be replaced by Michelle Anderson, another sophomore, Morgan a sophomore. Tell you what, they're going to lose Hobbs off this team, one of the best players we see around the area. But this Dunlap team, next couple of years, is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, unfortunately for them, the only other team that I've seen that's this young that's better is probably Peoria Notre Dame.
Exactly.
So.
Now shot missed by Jessica Lieber, but Chloe Anderson rips away the rebound. Another three for Jessica Lieber, second time, it's good! She now has eight threes in the ballgame and 30 points, making 65-37 Streaks.
That's 11 threes for the Streaks.
Zaz down on the left block, five-footer is up and good on a nice feed from Henson, the two big girls playing the two-man game there. Zaz puts it up and in, she's got six. They both have six, I think that's more than they scored against us the other game. Now a near steal by Haas. Nice hustle though by Jessica Lieber. And Jessica laying on the floor gets the pass to Sadie Hamilton. Now Chloe Anderson gets to Alice Mangieri. Left wing, three-pointer up. That one's short. Rebound, Chloe Anderson. Shot blocked from behind by Zaz. But Chloe runs down the rebound. Ooh, they're going to say she stepped on the inline though. Great hustle again by Chloe Anderson. In there against the tall Timbers. Chloe at listed at 5'7", if that. In there against the 2'6" footers. Keeping the ball alive and getting some good rebounds for the Streaks. 44.8 to play third quarter. And that inbound knocked away by Rainey Sibley, and they say it went off of Anderson. Streets get it back.
32 turnovers now for the Dunlap Eagles.
65-39 Streets lead as Jessica Lieber is going to check back in. She's going to replace, Rainey Sibley. Also, Sandy Hamilton in. She'll replace Chloe Anderson. 43.9 to play third quarter. 65-39 Streets lead. And it comes to Jessica Lieber. Long three out high on the left side. A little bit short. Rebound, Sharon Diggins. Sharon pulls it out. Gives back to Jessica Lieber. Right wing to Sandy Hamilton. High post. Dumps it down to Myra Diggins. Lay it up, but it's blocked by Zaz. And the rebound comes down to Erickson. Erickson to Hobbs. Running down the right side. Lay it up. Got it. And a foul called on Paige Klink. Paige didn't think she touched her. I didn't think she touched her. It looked like Hobbs pretty much had a clear run to the basket there, but the official says no, that's the first foul on Paige. Hobbs goes to the free throw line with a chance at the three-point play. That's her first basket in the second half. She had two free throws. 19 points now for Hobbs, and missed the free throw. Rebound Sadie Hamilton, 27 seconds to play. Long down court pass to Paige Klink on the left baseline. Got it inside to Myra Diggins. Nice feed from Paige Klink to Myra running the floor. First shot was blocked, but a foul is going to go against, I think it was Erickson. Yep, Morgan Erickson picks it up. That's her fourth foul now. So Erickson, Morgan Erickson, and Kirstein Morgan both with four fouls. Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Peoria Central whittling away at Richwoods after three, 33-29. So
wow.
They're slowly but surely creeping back in that one.
22 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Streets leading 65-41. First free throw no good by Myra Diggins. Back into the Dunlap lineup, Christine Morgan with her four fouls.
It looks like Moline's going to take their regionals. They're up 46-29 over UT.
Second shot no good, but Sharon Diggins down with the rebound. Can't hit the bunny, but the rebound comes down this time to Rainey Sibley, and she's fouled by Henson. Nice job by Rainey. Henson did have the arm straight up. Kind of had him out over her, and Rainey went up into her arm, so that foul is going to go against the defense. Nice job by Rainey. She's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Henson now with three fouls for Dunlap.
Anawan Weathersfield up 56-31, or Anawan over Weathersfield up 56-31.
We were talking about the fact they co-op in so many things as Anawan Weathersfield.
Yeah.
That's kind of become one of those weird things.
Future Western Illinois Leatherneck volleyballer Jordan Jackson has 22 points for the Bravettes.
Rainey Sibley nails both free throws. She's got 3 points, 3 for 4 from the line, making 67-41 streak, 16.9 to play third quarter. Hobbs in the backcourt, overthrows Morgan. Morgan runs it down on the baseline, tried to save it inbounds. It's going to go back to the streaks with 9.9 seconds to play.
Well, I'm guessing that in the fourth quarter, we're going to see the streaks come out in that 2-3 zone and pack it in and just let the clock kind of work on their side. A 26-point advantage right now. You can't imagine that the Streaks need to push too hard with that big of an advantage.
Sadie Hamilton drives down the right side, scoops it up off the glass, and got it. What a nice play on the feet from Sharon Diggins at the buzzer. We have played three quarters of basketball. Streaks are 8 minutes away from playing in the sectional at Galesburg High School next week. It is Galesburg 69, Dunlap 41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they're going to use it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The National Retail Federation is getting ready to launch a contest looking for the best retail story in America. Get the details tomorrow morning at 8:15 with Vice President Ellen Davis on the WGIL Morning News.
Trace with the basketball to start the third quarter. 14-footer from Sadie Hamilton, no good. Henson with it, gives to Taywood. Now left wing, it goes to Morgan. Morgan drives into the paint, back out to Erickson, top of the key, three-pointer, that's short. And the rebound comes down to Myra Diggins. She's in there with Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Allison Mangieri. Streaks lead 69-41. This is Paige Klink on the right wing, kicks out high right side to Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber, 8 three-pointers in the ball game. Scoops up a shot from the right wing. It got blocked from the side, and the Streaks will get it back on the right baseline. Update things here. And,
well, we're going to get a fresh batch of three to do. Streaks in. Chloe Anderson in. Rainey Sibley in. Sharon Diggins in. Out. Paige Klink. Myra Diggins. And Allison Mangieri.
Inbound comes to Chloe Anderson. Wide open under the left side of the basket from Jessica Lieber. And Chloe Anderson puts it up and in her first basket. Now a steal on the inbound by Rainey Sibley. Three-pointer blocked by Henson. But Jessica Lieber's going to go to the free throw line with three shots, and that is four fouls on Brianna Henson. Boy, there's one lady up behind us from Dunlap who's very boisterous. Henson came down on top of Jessica Lieber on that three attempt.
Yeah, she's not happy with the way the officiating is going, but it's a 30-point advantage right now. I don't think that the screaming at this point will do any good.
First free throw for Jessica Lieber, up and good.
She's now 3 of 4 from the stripe.
Second one is no good. She'll have another. 7:18 to play in the ball game. Third one for Jessica Lieber, up, and that is no good. Henson down with a rebound. So Jessica just 1 of 3 that time. That's
I think her
unusual.
Arms are getting tired.
Now the Streaks do drop back in the 2-3 zone. Left wing, this is Erickson with it. Gives to Henson out between the circles. Now this is Erickson to Hobbs in the center circle. They're trying to figure out the Streaks 2-3, trying to set some offense up here. Hobbs on the dribble between the circles, left wing to Henson. Why do you have your post player out there on the wing? Now this is Erickson, drives in, now gets to Henson at the high post, free throw line, drives left, pulls up with a 10-footer.
Yep, and that's going to be safe.
And this Sadie blocked it, but she got a piece of the arm.
Yeah, this is goes back to that what you talked about in terms of don't bring your arm down, because that's exactly what happened. She brought her arm down and clipped Henson, and that puts Henson to the free throw line.
So Moline up 46-29 on UT, 5:10 left in that ball game. Brianna Henson, the 6-foot freshman at the free throw line. High arcers off the back iron, no good. As Allison Mangieri, Paige Klink, and Myra Diggins come in to replace Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, and Rainey Sibley. 6:42 to play in the ball game. 72-41 Streaks lead. Brianna Henson at the free throw line for Dunlap. Second shot is up, and that one's off the back iron. Rebound Myra Diggins, and Hobbs went over her back and just picked up her third foul. We'll walk it back to the other end. Myra Diggins will have a chance at the one and bonus for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Had a whole lot of protest right there by Hobbs.
No, I mean, no, pretty, she did it.
Pretty yeah. Well over the back.
So Myra goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 6:41 to play in the ball game. First shot is up, and that short rebound comes down to Henson. Myra 0 for 3 from the line tonight. Had been shooting better from the line as of late.
Well, and you don't want to let your play go downhill just because you're up by so much, because you want to try to use any momentum you can going into the next game.
You bet.
The next game is not going to be so easy.
High post, Henson pulls up with a 13-footer, puts it up and in. Henson with 8. Had she scored like that against us the first game, we probably would not have won that game on that last second shot.
No, she did have 12 points in that first game.
Oh, did
though.
She? Okay.
12-point rebound.
One as did Zaz, and now a timeout called by Coach Massey.
Once you get some new players in there, go over what they're going to do offensively. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts whittling away at the clock now.
30-second timeout with 6:08 to play in the ballgame. We want to again thank Galesburg Nissan off the square, North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg for providing our transportation to all Streak road games. Well, next week we won't have any road games. We'll be home for hopefully 2 games at John Field Gym, and hopefully the fine folks here at Galesburg Nissan will have to provide our transportation to Pontiac and then to Bloomington Normal Redbird Arena the following week. That would be a nice thing.
Yeah, no joke. I would I would gladly take that three-hour trek back to Pontiac as we did last year on a Monday.
And take our chances against Hillcrest again, because likely they're going to get there from the way things look with their regional and sectional complex that they're in. 6:08 to play here. Jessica Lieber with the basketball. Dunlap in the 2-3 zone. Right baseline. It goes to Sharon Diggins. Swing it to Paige Klink. Left wing to Sadie Hamilton. High post knocked away by Anderson, but Jessica Lieber runs it down near midcourt. To Sharon Diggins. Right wing. Three-pointer is up. Off the rim, no. Rebound tipped up and grabbed by Sadie Hamilton. Gets knocked away from behind by Michaela Alexander, but it's run down by Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber with it. Swings it to Paige Klink on the left wing. Paige thought about the three. Now gets to Sadie Hamilton at the free throw line. Sadie penetrates. Kicks back out to Paige Klink. Three-pointer is up. Bounces short right on target. Myra Diggins, weak side rebound, up with a putback, good. Myra with six, and they get 74-43 streaks with 5:30 to play in the ballgame.
Well, a good battle by Myra right there. She did a good job staying after it and was able to bring it down and put it back up and in.
Anderson right side goes down into the low post and a layup up and good by a new player in, and it's somebody that's not on the roster. Rachel Bork, okay.
Yeah.
She's not on the roster. I did have her written in the scorebook, though, from when we played them on that Saturday game. We found out who she was. So Rachel Bork with her first basket. Also in is Chloe Henson, a 5'8". Now, see, that's not right. They've got her listed at 5'8". That girl in the middle of the floor is not 5'8". She's another six-footer. Three-pointer Paige Klink off the front iron, no good. Weak side rebound, Sharon Diggins. Kicked out to Jessica Lieber. Back to Paige Klink on high left side to Sadie Hamilton, high post. Ball knocked away, but Sharon Diggins picks it up on the right wing. Now Sadie at the free throw line. Drives right side, goes baseline. Dishes off to Myra Diggins. It gets knocked away. Sadie comes down with it and gets hammered by Alexander. Sadie tried to put the shot up, and Sadie Hamilton back to the free throw line with two shots. So
what number is Bork?
Bork is 32. She's down under the basket.
I thought she was number four the last time I played him. So.
No, last time, because that's the one I had it in the book.
Nope, 32. You're right.
Okay.
I have that too.
So we've got Alexander. We've also got Kirsten Perkinson as the first free throw is up and good for Sadie Hamilton. And then says Chloe Henson. I'm not sure that that's right. They've got her listed at 5'8", and like I said, that girl's much taller than 5'8", but they had the same thing with Tewu, though. Second shot for Sadie up and good as well. 17 points for Sadie Hamilton. Two more made free throws for her. 76-45 streaks. And the high post, ball knocked away. Jessica Lieber comes up with it.
I honestly don't think he'd be knocked away. She just lost it.
Yeah, maybe just didn't get the handle on it. Now Sharon Diggins, right wing, kicks out to Jessica Lieber on high right side. She fires another three, and it's good! That is nine for Jessica Lieber in the ball game. 9 3-pointers, that is.
Yeah. Not 9 points.
Now ball knocked away by Sharon Diggins on the far sideline. Evan Mass is going to bring in a new group here. It'll be Hannah Smith, Casey Williams, Danny Teal back in, and Marissa Miller and Emma Junk in for the first time tonight. And that group of streak players gets a standing ovation from their crowd here. 4:19 to play. It is Galesburg 79, Dunlap 45. Left wing, this is the other, if that's who it is, Chloe Henson misses a three, rebounded Danny Teal for the streaks. Hands off to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith on the dribble. Down court it goes to Marissa Miller. Left wing, she'll stop and fire the three. Off the back iron, no. Casey Williams with the rebound. Leans in, up off the glass, can't hit. Danny Teal with a second rebound, puts it up, no good. But a foul's going to go against Chloe Henson. That'll be her first foul. Danny Teal will go to the free throw line with two shots with 4:02 to play in the ballgame. Let's see. I was going to try to add up Jessica Lieber's points. But
I think
she's
34.
Okay.
9 threes, 2 twos, and 3 free throws.
First free throw for Danny Teal is short. She had kind of got it was a little bit flat on that one. Needs to get a little arc on that. 4:02 to play, 79-45 streaks.
Yeah, I have her at 34.
Second shot, perfect for Danny Teal. Her first point of the ball game. Make it 80-45 streaks.
No running clock in postseason play, folks. We're going to play this one out.
Perkinson, three-pointer, no good. Ooh, Chloe Anderson, or Chloe Casey Williams with a block shot, but she's going to get called for the foul as Henson went up. That'll be the second foul on Casey. Chloe Henson to the free throw line with two shots with 3:51 to play here in the ball game. So Henson with two shots at it. Patrick Garst kind of standing there with his arms crossed, and he kind of knows this team is beat. But like you said, they're such a good young team. They're going to lose Hobbs, but they got some really good players coming back. And I agree with you, that Peoria Notre Dame team, even better young players, but these are some good young players coming back on this Dunlap team.
Missed them both?
Yeah, missed them both. And now Marissa Miller on the left wing for the Streaks. Fires a three. That one may have been partially blocked. Rebound goes to the floor. Chasing after. Casey Williams finally picks it up. Lost a handle on it. Now it's going to hit the baseline.
The Streaks are somehow keeping.
Yeah, I'm not sure how because there was no Dunlap players around there. So the lady who's upset behind us is correct that time, I think.
Richwood's up 40-31 with 5:12 left to go in the game, and Cunningham has not played in the fourth.
Wow. Marissa Smith gives to Hannah Smith, Marissa Miller to Hannah Smith in the center for circle. Right back to Marissa Miller. Three-pointer left wing is good. Marissa Miller with her first basket of the ball game. Same thing as Jessica Lieber. Third time from the same spot there, and she nailed that one. Make it 83-45 Streaks.
13 threes.
Hey, it's a ridiculous night. Driving in the paint. Nice move by Rachel Bork. She puts up the five-footer up and in. Her second basket. Make it 83-47. Hannah Smith across midcourt right at the center circle on the dribble. Gives to Marissa Miller out on the left wing. Lost a handle on it. It was a high pass. Marissa tried to reel it in with one hand there and couldn't quite get it. Streaks turn it over as checking in. Actually, Kirsten Boydston, who actually is dressed and playing tonight, she checked in. Didn't play the other night. Didn't dress the other night. Dressed tonight. Now Michaela Isley not dressed this time.
Casey Wiegand into the game, too. Carly Wiegand, excuse me. As she's playing the top of the zone now, 2-3. The ball gets reversed around and into the middle of the floor. Nice little sky hook. Rebound, though, down to Emma Junk. That was Bork with the missed shot.
Now a tie-up between Hannah Smith, also Alexander and Henson. And the possession arrow points toward Dunlap with 2:49 to play. Now Hobbs back in. I think Coach Garst just wants he's going to get her in for a little bit and let her get her standing ovation as she's the only senior on this Dunlap team. Kind of neat for her, instead of just senior night, they had Lexi Hobbs night for her final home game. We saw the signs on the school when we played down there a couple of weeks ago.
You think they gave away bobbleheads?
Maybe they did. You never know. Hobbs drives right baseline, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, up off the glass too hard, gets her own rebound, though, puts it up again, and this one is good.
She would be one of those people that you could have kind of a cool bobblehead with, because she's got kind of like the bobbed haircut down just below the chin, so you could have made it the real hair. And
yeah.
Hannah Smith looks like she might be
a little shaken
hurt.
Up. I don't know what she did. I don't know if it,
she's walking gingerly
like
on that
ankle,
left. It looks like she's walking gingerly on the right leg.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I didn't really see what happened, but she's walking off under her own power. She's limping, and she doesn't seem to be in too much pain, but it's bothering her enough that you're going to take her out. I don't know, maybe like a quick tweak of the ankle.
Here's something you won't see very often. Danny Teal running the point.
So Danny, the point,
hands off to Emma Junk. Gives the ball up to Emma Junk.
Now Carly Wiegand fires a 17-footer out high right side, in and out, no good. Henson gets tied up on the rebound by Marissa Miller. Good hustle by Marissa Miller. You don't want to pull that goal down on top of you, though.
Carly never shy to shoot the ball when she gets into the game, and she puts one up there. And now we have yet another player that's not on. Number 15.
15. Nope, she's not on the roster either. Nope. And she didn't play against us last time. Now, wow, a long three-pointer from Carly Wiegand. No good. Rebound tipped away by Emma Junk. And Dunlap will bring the length of court. And now another one, a number 25. Wow.
They're killing me here.
I heard him, the PA guy, said her first name was Allison.
Okay.
That.
Well, that would help something. Us if we had a sophomore roster, I suppose.
Out high on the right side, this is Perkinson. Now left side, it goes to Henson. Henson on the left wing with under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Now this is Allison with it. Back to Henson. Three-pointer up and no good. Rebound weak side, Kirsten Boydston for the Streaks.
Henson plays a little bit different of a game than I guess it must be her sister, Brianna. She's been shooting a lot from the outside.
Carly Wiegand, three-pointer right wing, banked it in! Carly Wiegand for three and make it 86-49. Out high right side, Perkinson with it. Swing it over to Henson on the left wing. Fires a 19-footer from right on top of the line. That's no good. Rebound to Perkinson. She puts it up off the glass. Too short. Rebound to Emma Junk. And she's going to get tied up by Henson. And the possession arrow points toward Dunlap.
Well, and that's one of the things we've talked about all season long, is that Emma's got to get a little stronger in the offseason. She's got to be able to catch that ball and take it right away and keep it in her arms.
109 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 86-49. Moving on to the sectional that the Streaks will host, as Henson just dribbled the ball and ran right out of bounds with it. She'd run it down and just kind of kept going with it.
Yeah, she couldn't seem to get the handle on it after number 25, whose name we have no clue.
Now, for some reason, our student fans are dispersing.
Oh, they're going to rush the floor.
I guess that's what it is, yeah. They all want to get on TV. Tom Cornell is standing over there with a camera from Channel 6. Carly Wiegand, Three-pointer left baseline, no good. Emma jumped down with a rebound on the weak side and swings it to Carly Wiegan out at the top of the key. Out high left side, Kirsten Boydston, who, by the way, is moving on in the three-point shootout. She was one of four players to move on tonight, so she'll be shooting at John Field Gym coming up on Monday night. She made, what, six here before the game?
Six, yep, yeah. Six. I think
she tied for second. I think the winner had eight.
Ten,
okay.
If memory serves me right, she got four on Tuesday to move on to this round.
Now this is Bork drives in, runner up, and off no good. Rebound tipped around, goes off of Emma Junkglass, they say. I thought Henson knocked it out. They're going to say it went off Emma. With 25.9 seconds to play in the ballgame, Streaks leading 86-49, getting ready to head home for their own sectional. Now shot blocked by Danny Teal on Henson, and it's going to go back to Dunlap.
Unless there's a major comeback, it looks like Richwoods is going to be facing Galesburg in Galesburg, as Richwoods is up 46-39 with 1:48 left to go.
Now Chloe Henson finally got one to fall there in the paint. 86-51 Streaks, top of the key in a junk, and overthrew Boydston there on the left wing. Streaks turned it over with 8.7 seconds to play, leading 86-51. So it looks like the Streaks will be playing the Richwoods Knights on Monday night at John Thiel Gym in the sectional opener. In the paint, this is Bork, 10-footer in and out, no good. Danny Teal down with a rebound. Time runs out, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks have won the Rock Island Regional Championship. Final score, Galesburg 86, Dunlap 51. Streaks move on to the sectional at John Thiel Gym coming up on Monday night. Looks like they'll be playing the Richwoods Knights. As now, yep, here come the Streak students rushing the floor.
Well, let's hope nobody
don't
gets
hurt.
Don't
any of our girls. Settle down, guys. So Moline up 59-47 on UT, they just announced. Our student section going nuts there. Like I said, I think it's kind of to get on TV. The only one left is John Fornellis here with the camera. All the other two have already left. But a good win for the Streaks here tonight. Win the regional championship, 86-51, the final score. Really, I mean, as you said, Eric, we talked about just kind of this young Dunlap team just kind of taking it away from them and them losing their confidence, and that's really kind of what happened.
Well, and that's, yeah, and once you get after it, if you can get after it early, that usually is the important thing, like you said, early in this ball game. And I think that's really what turned things around for the Streaks is by getting up right away, they were able to get up and keep moving forward. And then, unlike against Geneseo, we didn't see a let up from the squad.
Now presenting the regional championship trophy to the plaque to the Galesburg Silver Streaks. There they go. Another good. Again, if you're going to watch the highlights tonight, you'll see that on Channel 6. They're the only ones here for that. Just so you know. So the Streaks win it here. 86-51 is the final score. Streaks victorious as they defeat the Dunlap Eagles. And Lexi Hobbs, a great career she had for Dunlap, as the Dunlap fans turn their team as they walk off the floor here.
Well,
tonight.
And they've had a good season. I mean, nobody even thought they were going to win that first-round game against, well, I shouldn't say nobody. Tom did, but most pundits would say that they didn't have a lot of a shot without coming out and just playing a heck of a game, and that's exactly what they did. And the important thing for them was that they were able to get that big win, send Lexi Hobbs off on a high note in that she got to go to the regional championship.
Right.
And, you know, I would guess without straining too hard that this was the only regional championship during Lexi Hobbs' tenure here, because before they were playing down in Peoria, and Peoria was always one of the Peoria schools was always coming out of the championship.
Yeah. So the Streaks with a good win here tonight, 86-51. They win the regional championship, and they'll play in the sectional semifinal coming up on Monday night at John Thiel Gym. Now, the first game will be between the winner of the East Peoria Regional and the Ottawa Regional. More than likely, as we said, it's going to be Morton against Ottawa in the opener. Streaks look like they'll play probably the Richwoods Knights in the second game of the night. The first game will get underway at 6 o'clock, I believe, is how they have it set. Is that right, Eric? I think that's
I will have to look at it during the break because I do not have that pulled up.
I've got it here somewhere throughout all my stack of papers here, but I believe that is the way it is scheduled. Let's see. Galesburg sectional, yeah, it'll be first game 6 o'clock, the Ottawa Regional against East Peoria Regional. So our game is scheduled for an 8:10 start, which means we'll take the air at
about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, or 7:50. 7:50 coming up on
my math isn't very good right
Monday
now.
Night. So 7:50 Monday night for the pregame, 8:10 for the tip-off here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Well, we're going to try to get out and talk to a couple of these young ladies here if we get a chance. Might as well see if we can give it a shot here. We'll send Eric Gibson out on the floor to see if we can get a word with a couple of these victorious Galesburg Silver Streaks here tonight. Streaks win at 86-51, and they are the regional champions here. And we'll see who Eric can run down here first. He's got the freshman Casey Williams. Well, Casey ran away.
Tom, I'm here with Casey Williams and Danny Teal. After they were victorious tonight, another great game for the Streaks, especially on the defensive end. And if there's anybody that really sets the tone defensively, at least lately, it's been the two of you, really coming out and playing hard. Casey, let's talk first about your maturation during the season. You've really come out, and, you know, I was looking at the stats from the first game you played. You barely had any stats to speak of against this team. You've come out, you've become more of a defensive stopper on the inside. This team obviously not really looking to you as much as a scorer yet, but at this point as a freshman, how do you feel about that?
I feel really good. I just try hard every game because I want to be put in, obviously, and I just never want to give up because I want to be, like, really good when I'm a senior.
Well, and one of the things that's really come apparent through your time here has been your ability. You know, early in the season, you were committing a lot of fouls because you weren't waiting long enough to go for your block shots. Is that something you've worked on through the season?
Yeah, I've worked on it, and my dad told me that when you get older, you get more better at it, and they'll stop calling so many fouls on you when you get comfortable and stuff like that.
Yeah, you have kind of gotten the rookie treatment this year by some of the officials. Now, Danny, one of the things that, you know, has really propelled the defense, obviously, is the increased speed you guys have this year with you and Rainey and Myra and Chloe playing the top. We've seen that the defense has really been able to clamp down. What's the most important thing for you during the game, obviously, defensively foremost for you?
I don't know. I just like to go hard every time because, like we said, we're only in for 45 seconds or 35. And, like, as hard as I go is, like, the best I can do. And, like, when I was younger playing, like, junior Streaks basketball, the defense was, like, the main key, and defense will win a game for everyone. So that's why I play hardest on that.
Well, you definitely have done a great job ball hawking and going after the ball. And, you know, one of the things that Rainey's real good at, and it seems like you've started to progress at, is when you come up from behind somebody, knock it away, you're doing a better job of keeping it in bounce so that you guys retain or get the possession back. Is that something you guys have really worked on this year?
Yeah, for sure. We during practice, we go up in partners, and we have a certain person go as far as we can, and then we have to, like, have a flick drill. We have to run our fastest just to get it in. And, like, we definitely have been working on that a lot this season.
Well, congratulations, ladies. Danny, try not to drop the plaque. We don't want it going home broken. So hopefully we'll be able to come out with the same energy. It looks like there's about a minute left, but it looks like you guys are going to be playing Richwoods on Monday night at 8:10 back at home. So hopefully we'll get a big crowd, and you guys will be able to come with it.
Yeah, we're so ready for it. We're ready to win in front of Galesburg.
All right, thanks, girls.
Tom,
I'm going to try to grab a couple more girls here while you fill in.
All right. 86-51 Streaks win it here tonight, the regional championship, as they defeat the Dunlap Eagles and win the regional title here tonight. Eric's got Rainey Sibley now.
I'm here with Rainey now. Rainey, another great win for your girls. And, you know, one of the things Tom and I have been talking about all year, and I just got done talking with Casey and Danny, has been the better defense, the quicker defense you guys had this year. What has really been the emphasis for you guys as far as defensively to try to up the ante a little bit?
We just want to cause chaos. So in practice, I think a couple times in practice this week, we did a little 5-on-7 we just want to cause chaos.
Okay, well, you specifically, I was just telling Danny the same thing. One of the things that you specifically do a good job at is really coming down the floor and tipping the ball away, but also keeping it in bounds. She was explaining to me that you guys do a little bit of a flick drill. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, we get a partner. One partner's on offense, and the other person's playing defense. Coach Matthew passes in the ball. They run, and then we sprint behind them just trying to flick it. And that's something that's one of my favorite drills to do. It's one of Sharon's favorite things to do, too. So,
one of the concerns for this team, at least a couple weeks ago, was an injury. It seemed like you came down with a UT. Are you fully recovered from that?
I'm fully recovered.
All right. Well, hopefully your defensive prowess will come in handy, because that Richwoods team, it looks like you guys are going to be playing in the next round. It's pretty tough. They've got some good shooters, so you guys are really going to have to bring it defensively.
Oh, yeah, they're a good team, so we're ready. We're ready to play.
All right, congratulations on the win. Thanks, Rainey.
Streaks win it. Streaks win it 86-51 over the Dunlap Eagles. Eric kind of searching for a couple of the other players. Between TV and newspaper and all the other interviews, trying to find some of the other starters here tonight at Rock Island High School, where the Streaks have won the regional championship. Here we go. Here's another.
All right, Tom.
Tracking them down here.
All right, Tom, thanks. I'm here with Hannah Smith. Hannah, good game for you yet again. You had three, a couple of free throws. So you contribute again offensively. One of the things that we talked about with Coach Massey was your improvement throughout the season, being able to come through and pick up some big stats in the limited amount of time, and also, obviously, filling in at that point guard spot.
Thanks. I don't really know how to answer.
Well, what's been the big improvement for you?
I'm more confident with my dribble and with my shot. Being on sophomore team last year as a freshman, it kind of helped, but coming in, it was kind of hard to be the only sophomore on the varsity team to really get playing time, and so I just think my shot and dribbling has gotten better.
Well, you know, early in the season, it looked like you weren't very confident in your shooting, and also it looked like you weren't the most confident in your ball handling. That's obviously improved. How much is it the drills you guys do in practice, do you think, that's helped you the most?
I think the drills that we do really help a lot. I try to play hard because I know Jessica plays hard, and I kind of look up to Jessica as a point guard, so I just try to do the best I can.
Well, you've definitely done that, and, you know, we talked a lot during that Charleston tournament where you were pulling down all kinds of offensive rebounds, and now you're doing a better job with the scoring and chipping in there where the girls needed you. So congratulations, and hopefully you were able to keep this going. Like I was telling the other girls, it looks like you guys are going to be coming and playing Richwoods at home on Monday night, so it should be an exciting game, an exciting atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game. I just hope we come out and play with the intensity that we play tonight.
Well, I'm sure that if you guys put your mind to it, you're going to, because I'm sure Coach Massey's not going to expect anything but that. So congratulations, and good luck on Monday.
Come over here.
Okay.
All right. Tom, I got Allison Mangieri now. Allison, you've kind of played the cog in this team lately, especially in that you've done a great job of facilitating the offense. You've done a lot better with the hustle plays and getting the ball, knocking it away, and also grabbing big rebounds. You know, what do you see your role as on this team?
I find that my role is to just go into each game and play hard for my teammates and set my teammates up for good plays and always give them good passes. And just obviously my shot has been on this season, but that doesn't mean I'm going to give up. So I've been just trying to work really good on my defensive skills and getting rebounds for us.
Well, and one of the things that you kind of explained right there, it's a preaching point of Coach Massey, isn't it, that even if your shot's not falling, the whole point of this is to keep shooting, right?
Right, yeah.
So as far as the other facets of the game, where do you think you've made your most, your biggest improvements this year? You've talked about the fact you've struggled shooting a little bit, but where do you think you've become the strongest?
I'd say my defense, definitely, because if you look last year as a sophomore, I wasn't that aggressive as a player on defense, but I decided just to change my game up a little bit and be more aggressive for us.
Well, the defense is definitely something that's really stepped up for you guys, and you guys have done a great job with it. Richwoods is next, it looks like. I mean, unless Central pulled up a big comeback because they were down 7 with about a minute left. Great job. It's going to be a tough job for you guys on Monday night. What do you think is the most important thing for you guys?
Just to go in the game and don't expect that Richwoods is going to come to win, you know, or whoever we play. They're going to come to win, you know, and we better come to win too.
Okay, well, the last time there was a big game at Thiel that meant a lot, it was that Moline game last year, and obviously it was a tough game for everybody to watch.
Yeah.
Hopefully this time with the crowd on your backs, you guys are going to be able to pick it up just a little bit.
Right, yeah.
All right, congratulations, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Streaks winning here, 86-51. By the way, Richwoods did win tonight. 51-45 was the final. Richwoods won.
Okay. Yeah, well, Tom was just updating us that Richwoods won tonight, Sadie, so it's going to be a tough task. You know this Richwoods team year in, year out, one of the better teams in the area. Obviously, you guys are putting your names in there as one of the better teams in the area, too. What's going to be most important for you guys on Monday?
Just keep playing hard on defense and just keep playing our game.
Well, it's this game against this Dunlap team, they had some taller players in there, and we've talked this year about how you've kind of been at the disadvantage in that you're not usually the tallest one on the floor, but you've done a great job with your positioning on rebounds and also block shots, and that's something that you keep pulling up more and more. What do you think has been your biggest improvement on your game this year?
Just boxing out, just make it more of a priority to get in there, box out.
Well, your picture's being taken here. Say, you can smile. It's okay. As far as your offensive game goes, you've kind of decided this year it seems to be a little bit more of a facilitator, and Myra's been a big taking advantage of that. You've done a great job dropping passes down to her. Do you feel like your vision in the lane's gotten better this year?
Yeah, I do. I just get in there, and usually her defender will come up and try and help on me, and she's wide open for a pass.
Well, you've done a great job with that all year, and hopefully that will continue on Monday. Tom and I were just talking a little bit earlier that we don't mind at all if you guys want to keep playing, and we don't have anything going on for the next couple of weeks, so keep playing hard, all right?
Okay.
Congratulations. And now I'm going to grab Paige Klink and Myra Diggins.
Yeah, Myra's trying to get out of it.
Avoid me.
She's trying to avoid it. She's got the plaque, so she has to talk.
Now, Myra, I told Danny not to drop that plaque, so now the onus is on you because we don't want to go home broken. All right, ladies, big win tonight. And, you know, obviously for the two of you, as much as anybody, this meant a lot because were you guys ready to be done playing?
No, not at all. No.
So another big win, and we now look to Monday. You guys will be playing Richwoods, who ended up winning tonight against Peoria Central. So that's a team that, ironically, in most seasons you guys have seen at least once by this point. You haven't seen them at all this year. So what's the key for this squad, Paige?
I think just to trust each other completely, and, I mean, we all play together, and that's what we have to do. We have to stick with each other, and we know that what we're doing is good enough.
Myra, you have an interesting development on this team in that you're playing with your sister. How has that gone throughout the course of the season of having to play with your sister so much and, you know, get along with her on and off the court?
I don't get along with her. And I don't know. I'm used to it now because we used to play Y basketball together, so.
So as far as being on the same team, this isn't something that's totally new for you at this point.
No.
All right. Well, one of the things that really helped propel you guys tonight, obviously, was defense. And I've been talking about this with the other girls as well. What do you think is, Myra, I'm going to start with you, your strongest asset on the defensive end?
Get the rebounds and, like, trap.
Well, you've done a great job this season at the front of that press, and in that I've talked a little bit. Tom and I have talked on the air that you may not have the most hops of anybody that you guys.
We got school tomorrow.
No, we don't have to.
So we talked about the fact that you have some of the quickest hops on the team. You get up there in a hurry and knock balls away. How has that been an advantage to you defensively at the front end of that zone?
A good advantage.
A good advantage. Very, very insightful. Paige, as far as your play is concerned, you've obviously turned yourself into one of the more proficient three-point shooters on this team. What has been the advantage, or what led you to have that big leap in your confidence in the three?
Him telling my girls support me 100%, and it feels good that I have them, you know, telling me to shoot even when I feel like I'm 1 for 50, but I know that they want me to shoot, and you know, I'll practice, and I've got them behind my back, so I'll do it.
Well, I was talking, Tom and I talked, and I think I talked a little bit about this with you before, the fact that you're kind of wearing out spots at Thiel. I think there's some dead spots in the grass along the sideline. You have those special spots that you really like a lot. What's the comfort level there?
I know where my spots are that I like to go to, and Jess knows them as much as I do. And, you know, she tells me where to go, and I'll go, and she's got me.
All right. Well, congratulations again. Big game on Monday. Let's bring it, girls. Now, Jessica Lieber over here. Jess, I'm actually surprised that Coach Massey doesn't have ice on that shoulder with how many shots you put up tonight.
Yeah.
As far as your shooting tonight, how big did that bat look when you got going?
It didn't look very
very big to me after I got going. But the last few days in practice, I haven't been shooting threes. I've been shooting all right in front of the basket, working on my form. And ever since our last regular season game, I haven't shot a three-pointer in practice except for when we're playing. And I think it's starting to work. I'm getting my form back.
Well, it definitely seemed like you had a lot of confidence in it tonight, and you hit some big threes early on. And, you know, the unfortunate thing, at least for this Dunlap squad, a very good squad. Lexi Hobbs obviously bothered you a lot when you guys played down in Dunlap. Do you think her starting on the bench actually helped you in that you didn't have to worry about her being in your face early on?
Yeah, her and number five really put a lot of pressure on us point guards, and I had some turnovers early, but Coach Massey just told me to relax and settle down and not panic, and we would get shots going in the second half, and we did.
Well, one of the other things that's important for your squad going forward is having go-to scorers, especially against a team like Richwood's. Do you feel at this point you have the confidence in yourself that if a game gets tight that you're going to be able to come through?
Yeah, I do, and the help from my teammates and our defense really helps also.
Well, one of the things, I actually had a chance to talk with your father a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the UT game in which you fouled out early and your girls made a big comeback and could have used that go-to score down the stretch. Have you tried to do anything different in your game as far as that's concerned to make sure that you can preserve yourself on the floor?
Yeah, on Monday night I had four fouls and I got a little worried that it was going to happen again, but I just stuck up and didn't reach for the ball or anything, and that's really what happened in UT.
Well, you know, third quarter, fourth quarter, it was like end of the third, early fourth quarter, you dove and laid out for a ball. You realized at that point you guys were up 30. We didn't need you going home on a stretcher. You can, you know, you don't have to get every loose ball on the floor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, and a big game on Monday. So make sure you guys get focused, and I'm sure there's going to be nothing but energy in that building, because I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of Galesburg fans at Thiel.
Yeah, we're really excited to have play in front of our home crowd again.
Well, congratulations, and congratulations on the big game as well, Jessica. Take care.
All right. Jessica Lieber, streak senior with, or junior with 34 points, 34 of the streaks, 86 here tonight. Streaks win it 86-51. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streak's girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Now, during Menards' 11% sale, it's the perfect time to save big on your projects. Receive an 11% rebate on everything from soup to nuts. An 11% rebate on doors to floors. UTVs to vanities. Making it the perfect time to get a jump on your spring projects, including building a deck, garage, house, or landscaping. Get an 11% rebate on all your purchases all this week. Hurry, ends February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
I venture out for groceries and a few personal items a couple times a month. I'm in a wheelchair, but getting around isn't the problem. It's juggling all my stuff that gets me flustered. So, I bring my daughter along. She carries my groceries and my other purchases.
Using Handy Van, a personal care attendant is allowed to accompany you for free. This person can assist you with mobility devices, support devices, and personal items. Monday through Saturday, Handy Van is on the go for you.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Chris LeGros from WGIL. Relay for Life of Knox County holds a big trivia fundraiser on Saturday, February 25th at the Galesburg American Legion. $10 a person with a silent auction, too. Get more information from the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during this tax season. For tonight, clear skies are expected with a low of 29. Sunny skies to start off the weekend tomorrow with a Friday afternoon high reaching 48 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low again near 29. It's currently 37 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Rock Island High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win the regional championship 86-51 over the Dunlap Eagles, and already had quite a bit of a post-game show here, our post-game interviews. Won't get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Masses. The bus is already gone. Got a chance to chat. Eric got a chance to chat with a good
just
chunk
about
of
the whole team.
Yeah, just about the whole team. Good chunk of them anyway. And our post-game interviews brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Well, the Streaks win it here tonight, 86-51. They'll take on the Richwoods Knights coming up on Monday night. Richwoods a 51-45 winner over the Peoria Central Lions down at the Limestone Regional. The Morton-Washington game, the East Peoria Regional, that championship will be played tomorrow night, and I believe is that the same with the Ottawa? Or are they
yes.
Playing? Yeah, so Ottawa as well, and their regional title game will be tomorrow night. So we won't know who's playing the first game on Monday night at John Thiel Gym, but if I was a betting man, I'd go with Morton and Ottawa.
Oh, I take that back. No, game. Ottawa's playing tonight.
Oh, are they playing tonight? Is that
yeah, they were. Okay. They were up by, yeah, I don't know why I thought that.
Well, I'm betting on Morton anyway. Just, but yeah. Sure, Ottawa probably will get there coming from their side of the bracket. But we'll play the second game on Monday night, scheduled for 8:10. Meaning our pregame will be at 7:50 coming up on Monday night here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Time to get into our post-game final stats, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Speaking of McDonald's, it was a ridiculous night. Triple cheeseburger night as the Streaks actually hit 14 three-pointers in the game. Scoring-wise, Streaks with just two players in double figures out of their 86 points. 34 of those came from Jessica Lieber. She hit 9 three-pointers, 2 two-pointers, 3 for 6 from the free-throw line. Sadie Hamilton, 19 points on the night, just 4 baskets. Sadie, 11 for 12 from the free throw line. 6 points apiece for Myra Diggins and Paige Klink. Paige with a couple of threes. Myra with three baskets, 0 for 3 from the free throw line. 5 points for Hannah Smith. She hit a three and was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Carly Wiegand on a three-pointer. Marissa Miller with 3 points on a three-pointer. 2 for Casey Williams on a basket. 1 point for Danny Teal on 1 for 2 from the line. Rainey Sibley, 3 points on 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Sharon Diggins on a basket. And who would think the streaks with a huge victory like that and 86 points and Sharon Diggins just one basket in the ball game.
Yeah.
And, you know, but she contributes in other ways defensively and everything. And, you know, that's the part of the advantage of this offense. You get it from different spots. Streaks, 20 for 29 from the free throw line. As I said, 14 three-pointers in the basketball game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Streaks outscored Dunlap 22-10 in the first quarter, outscored 17-14 in that second quarter to lead 36-27 at the half as Dunlap had clawed their way back in. A hot third quarter for the Coach Massey calling off the Dogs, drop back into that 2-3 zone for the entire fourth quarter. Streaks outscored Dunlap 17-10 in the fourth. Final 86-51. Scoring-wise for the Eagles, their only senior on the roster, Lexi Hobbs, led the way with 21 points, 9 baskets, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 8 points for the freshman 6-footer Brianna Henson on 4 baskets, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Morgan Erickson, including a 3, a 2, and 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 6 points for Liz Zaz, the 6-foot sophomore, on 3 baskets. 4 points for Christine Morgan on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Rachel Bork on a couple of baskets late in the ball game. 2 points for Chloe Henson on a basket, 0 for 2 from the line late in the ball game. The Eagles with 1 3-pointer in the game, and they were just 4 for 12 from the free throw line. So pretty much going to be a dominant stat line and pretty much all facets of the game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks are pointing in their favor.
Well, you know, I was actually kind of surprised on that last stat that they only took a 12 free throws with how much they had the ball inside, and B, that they only hit 4, because, you know, you would think that,
yeah,
you know, with how often they probably shoot them during the season, that they would at least have a few more than that. But nonetheless, like you said, very dominant situation for the Streaks to come in and limit them. Well, we're going to look at the overall stats, and they're, really, like you said, very friendly to the Streaks. 37-15, Streaks plus 22 in the turnover battle right there. Rebounding, Streaks had a 5-rebound advantage, which is impressive considering the fact that the height difference between the two, yeah, squads. So it was 48-43, Streaks with 48 rebounds. Offensive boards, that's where the Streaks really dominated, 30-17, so they were plus 13 there. The Streaks, Dunlap shooting the ball, 42% from the floor. They shot 22 of 49 from inside the arc, 1 of 6 from outside the arc. So a very solid game as far as that goes for them. But, you know, when you only get up 55 shots compared to the Streaks that got up 80,
yeah,
and the shots, Streaks shot 33% from the floor, 12 of 28 from inside the arc, 14 of 52 from outside the arc, the 14 of 52 good for 27%. And that, if memory serves me right, is one of the best numbers for the Streaks on the year. Highlighting a couple individual performances for Brianna Henson, the big freshman, inside for the Dunlap Eagles. She had 9 rebounds to go with her 8 points. Hobbs off the bench, 8 rebounds to go with her 21 points. And, you know, 8 rebounds might sound like a pretty solid game. She came into the game averaging 19 rebounds a game against,
wow,
the Streaks.
Wow.
24 in the first appearance, 14 in the second. So she had a 24-24 game in that first game against the Streaks, a 10-14 game in the second game, and a 21-8 game here. So a good performance nonetheless by her. Sadie Hamilton led the Streaks with 9 rebounds, including 6 offensive rebounds. Leading the way for steals, it would be Jessica Lieber. She ended the game with 4, including the one I talked to her about where she laid out for it. 2 blocks for Casey Williams and Sadie Hamilton each, and 2 charges for Myra Diggins. We talked about the fact the Streaks don't get very many charges during the season, and they got 2 of them from her, and a good job by Myra Diggins. A little personal story for you. My sophomore year, my coach was a big fan of charges, so he would give us Gatorade for each charge we took. So I ended up taking 12 that year. Needless to say, I've had tennis elbow ever since. But yeah, charge is one of the underrated aspects of the game. But a great job by the Streaks, and you know, it's gonna be a tough one going forward.
Streaks win here tonight, 86-51. We'll take our final timeout and do our final order of business. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. I know that service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. Our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on because my country needs me.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Juice up your wallet with cash. Pick up a new orange WGIL button at any participating sponsor and wear it to win. Details at WGIL.com.
Back here at Rock Island High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win the regional championship. They defeat the Dunlap Eagles 86-51. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this was tonight a total team effort as the Streaks are able to win it here as just an all-around great performance by the Streaks. And this is one I told you off the air, Eric. I said, you know, we play like this, I don't care if Rock Island's on the floor, we're going to win this game.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, that was a team effort.
That was definitely a team effort. And, you know, I talked, and I might have sounded a little redundant continually asking about the great defense, but, you know, that's really what sparked this team.
Well, you had Sadie Hamilton, 19 points, 11 for 12 from the free throw line. She pulled down 9 rebounds. Sharon, not a big scoring night, but some big defensive plays. Paige Klink, a couple of big threes in the middle of the ballgame. Also some really nice defensive plays. Rainey Sibley, some huge defensive plays as always. Danny Teal, Casey Williams, a couple of blocks once again. Hannah Smith came in and hit a three early in the ball game, but this young lady not only hit one early, she hit two early, she hit three early, she hit four early, and ended up hitting 9 of them in the ball game. And not only that, the defense also on top of it.
Well, we talked about the fact that Jessica Lieber was the, you know, really got this team going. And I talked with Jess, you know, seeing Lexi Hobbs not in there, did that help you because you knew you didn't have to shoot over her? And she's like, yeah, I mean, she really bothers me. And you can tell by the way she started this game. And, you know, sometimes it's just game roll, and that's exactly what happened. Jess hitting 9 threes in the game. She hit 2 twos. She hit 3 free throws. Now, the free throws, if Coach Massey is going to complain about anything, she was 3 of 6, and she missed the front end of 1 of the 1-and-1. So that's not good. But 4 steals. I mean, Jess came in with 14 points in the first match of these two teams and 10 in the second matchup. So she had more than the first two games combined. Yeah. In this game, so just another great performance. And, you know, we've talked about the fact that she just continues to mature as a shooter, and that is definitely something we saw tonight was her maturation going forward. It's going to be something that the Streaks are going to have to rely on as she finishes the game 9 for 23 from three-point range, so over 33%.
So Jessica Lieber, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And not only that, like I said, you mentioned the defense. I mean, that loose ball she dove after late in the ball game, and the game was you know, no doubt the Streaks were going to win, and she's still giving it 100%, diving after the loose ball. And, you know, the good thing we've also, you talked about the maturation process over the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season, when she was bothered by some really good defenders when able to push and shove and bump. Well, coming into that Rock Island game at home when they were allowed to do that, she really handled that pressure well. And this is a Dunlap team that they don't push and shove, but very good defenders. And as far as just the straight ball handling, she's done a great job against those kind of teams. And, you know, if we get to, we'll probably see it against Richwoods as well. If we get to it, we'll see great defenders against a Morton team too if we get back to it. So something that she's really developed as well throughout the season.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of talked with her. She's got to be the player that this team really relies on. And, you know, you need somebody that you could kind of feel like, okay, if we give her the ball, she's going to make something happen for us, whether it be a pass or a score, and that's exactly what she did tonight, and she really got this team going. And, you know, you can't talk enough about playing young teams like this and the fact that you need to come out and play strong from the get-go, and that's what we saw right there, and just a great job once again.
So Jessica Lieber, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it here tonight, 86-51. They'll play the Richwoods Knights coming up on Monday night at the Galesburg Sectional. Streaks undefeated at home.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's one of the big things. Not only are the Streaks undefeated at home, but they have to feel really good at playing away from the conference. They've only got one loss away from the conference, yeah. And that was to Morton. Just some other, before we get out here, some other Western Big Six scores. If you look on the IHSA website, they have the score flipped. It was actually Moline beating East Moline, or United Township, 59-47. Right. So they head to the fifth sectional. And Quincy actually took the loss against Edwardsville, 55-28.
Wow.
So a tough
that
one for them.
That wasn't necessarily surprising there.
Yeah, and I don't know that Ottawa played tonight, because I've been looking for the score elsewhere, and it's the only one that they haven't put up here.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that Ottawa doesn't play till tomorrow night, because that's what I thought earlier. Just some other scores of note. Hillcrest won by 30 over Providence, 79-49. As Tom said, that if the Streaks can make it to Pontiac, that is a team that they might see. Normal Community West took theirs, 44-39 over Normal U-High. And Champaign Centennial, 46-24 win over Mahomet Seymour. So, you know, those are all teams the Streaks could eventually see down the road if things keep going the way that they have. And, you know, you would only hope that they would be able to.
Streaks win it here tonight, 86-51, and move on to the sectional coming up Monday night at John Thiel Gym. Eric and I will have it for you. 7:50 again for the pregame, scheduled for an 8:10 tip-off. Of course, that depends on what happens with the first game, which will tip off right at 6 o'clock. But in between, we'll have the will they do the three-point shootout before both games like they do, or will it all just be before the 6 o'clock game?
The three-point shootout, I think we did it last year. We did it before both games, if I remember right.
Okay.
And it actually looks like Ottawa was supposed to play tonight according to the schedule. So I'm not sure what happened over there.
So Galesburg's Kirsten Boydston also moving on in the three-point shootout as well. So Streaks do it here tonight. They win the regional championship, a win over the Dunlap Eagles, 86-51. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Mr. Kane Mastin, for keeping things running for us. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith, saying good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation, broadcasting from the Galesburg Radio Center downtown.
WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Local news now.
A Galesburg man accused of taking pictures on his cell phone of a young relative taking a shower has admitted to the crime. Court records indicate 32-year-old Sean Pettigo has pleaded guilty to predatory criminal sexual assault of a child and aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He'll be sentenced May 2nd. Pettigo allegedly conducted such acts with young relatives, authorities say, between 2003 and last year, among other accusations. A man charged with receiving some of those cell phone pictures remains charged and will be back in court in a few weeks. The new lighting system at Galesburg's Orpheum Theater will get its first full test on Sunday. Sunday is when the 2012 Red Carpet Series kicks off. That's just a few days after tomorrow's scheduled walk through the building to check out the new lights. Theater Operations Manager Josh Damewood says the new energy-efficient LED lights were completely installed as of last Thursday.